Your place for the Fucci face. This is The Perfect Pour.
Welcome all Fucci face listeners to The Perfect Pour. Yeah, it's a beer geek. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Oh man, it's been a while since we had just a guest at all, let alone one this legendary.
Is she the world belt championship holder?
Yep. You may have seen her from your last taco party. It's Rad Stacey.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for bringing me back. I felt like I was in the penalty box or something.
Actually, leave.
Formerly of...
Okay, bye.
Formerly of New Belgium Brewing, now running Goldstein's craft beer bar and not delicatessen. And the Tower District of Fresno, California.
I mean, it's a deli if you know the password.
Ooh.
That's all. Oh, wait. Yeah,
it's
what's
pastrami.
The password?
I love gold.
Is it I love gold?
Where does pastrami get you?
Pastrami.
Every time a new beer is opening on the show, you hear that. And what did we just open here?
Whoa. I'm not sure how to work this. What is...
We collaborated with Full Circle Brewing Company down downtown Fresno, just north of the Poverello House, if you need a free lunch. And I used to work there, by the way.
Oh, Poverello House?
Yes. Wow. I was a drug and alcohol counselor.
Oh, okay. I was like...
Fuck that noise.
You got paid? Oh, counselor sounds like something you get paid for there.
I did. Not very much, though.
Right.
So this is the Dirty Bee Milkshake IPA. It is made, it's pink because of the pomegranate.
Oh, thank you.
Puree.
Yeah. I was worried for a second.
So you know, yeah. It's getting canned, yesterday.
It's definitely dirty.
Wow.
It is dirty. I mean, it's supposed to be dirty.
There's a slurp for Mikey to edit out.
Yeah. No, you don't get any, sir. Sir,
hey,
sir.
What do you think you're doing over there?
Sir, could you put the growler down? Sir, put it down.
So carb is a little bit low. It's getting canned tomorrow. It needed about 24 more hours, but I begged for a growler. So.
Oh, good job.
And I didn't pop it open because I didn't want to release any of the gas.
Giving us an exclusive.
You are getting the exclusive.
That's what my wife tells me. Don't release any of the gas.
And I like
for better or worse. That's what you got to tell her.
Oh, yes. You know what you married into.
Pomegranate's scaring me, but.
I know there's palm. I know there's. Did you say vanilla?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's vanilla, lactose, pomegranate, and
it is all of those things.
Gosh, even my nostrils are sweating. That's how hot
I am.
It's hot in the studio. This is one of our sweat out.
Episodes. I am losing my memory of the hop profile, but I might be able to find it. Sorry, it's been a long day.
Citra, Cascade,
sure,
Mosaic.
I feel like Mosaic was in there.
Armadillos.
Yeah, all the armadillos.
Idaho 7.
Pretty sure it was
Mikey's new favorite.
Dry hopped with the armadillos.
The Vic Secret.
What about the Equinox? Isn't that what the cool kids are playing with?
No.
What's the other one?
The new
cool Nelson Sauvignon.
No. Mm. There's a brand new one San Diegans are talking about.
Uh-oh.
I forget now.
Matt Vaught probably used it. It was the Enigma.
There you go.
Wasn't that, but dumb. Yes, you're right about that.
What? You treads over there.
San Diego.
Wow. So what's this Dirty Bee about?
So all of my bartenders call themselves the Dirty Bees. They all have matching tattoos. And
oh my gosh.
The bee.
Wait, before you hired
Not
them,
me.
They all had matching tattoos?
No, they got them after being.
That would be a coincidence.
Wow, you get some team camaraderie going. If your employees get matching tattoos.
They want me to get a queen bee tattoo, but I haven't done it.
Wow.
Yet. You're like, I'll get right on that.
Yeah. Is that a tax write-off?
Yeah, can I use my corporate card on that?
Yeah.
It's a legit tattoo artist. The label actually has their artwork on it, the bee that is tattooed on all of them. So it's pretty fun. But it's paying homage to my employees because I feel like, you know, a business is nothing without great employees. So.
Never heard of the concept.
You're one of those, huh?
I'm one of those wavy gravy, appreciate my employees kind of people.
Oh, boy.
I heard once you start respecting them as people, then they have wants. And
yeah.
That just doesn't.
Then they're going to just walk all over you.
I mean, they had wants before. So
I want to get paid.
Don't we all?
I don't want to eat another sandwich this week.
Yeah, so I wanted to, you know, support a newish local brewery downtown, and they were down to collaborate on some stuff. We took a lot of fun pictures, helped pitch some of the ingredients, and it was really a good time.
Nice. So, yeah.
Did you pour in the grain, the classic collabing move of pouring in the grain?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And taking lots of video of the boil and sparging process.
Sparge. Sparge the hell out of it. I could taste you guys did a good job sparging.
On the sparging?
Yeah.
Sparging is my favorite part. It's probably it's my so hot.
Favorite thing about collab. It's just.
Like, can I climb in there? It's a little sparge steam.
Oh my God. Just sparge. Show up and whatever fits in a bucket is what you pour into the one of the kettles. You call it a collab.
Well, so.
It's the best thing ever.
I'm eating a cracker. Yum, 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 yum. Yum,
yum. Matt doesn't care. He does the same thing.
No,
when I worked
Nick
for,
and I hide it.
When yeah, I worked for cool. New Belgium, we made a beer up at some like make your own beer place up in San Francisco. I can't remember the name of it now. It had like
some
a
jackass make your own beer
place. I don't know. It had like they did a bunch of like corporate parties all the time. Like
is it like those records those record your own record song shops?
Oh, you walk man.
In for 30 minutes. Come on in and make your own beer.
You gotta go sing into this guy's can.
Isn't that from Oh Brother?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, boys, these, make your record.
The Soggy Bottom Boys.
The Soggy Bottom Boys. Right. Them the Soggy Bottom Boys.
Oh my God. Were you fucking in that movie?
I so wish. Good.
You sound just like him.
Pappy O'Daniels.
We went and made a beer up there. It was some place. I mean, it's generally a place where a bunch of, you know, number crunchers in San Francisco go make beer with their buddies that they actually hate because they all share a cubicle together, but they're trying to like team build.
Oh man.
You know what I'm talking about. You totally get it.
Zip lining's next.
Right. They're like, hey, we're going to go make a beer together. I'm like, oh, I already fucking hate hanging out with these people 40 hours a week. And now you want me to go to this place and make beer with them. Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Which is one of the longest processes in the world. Right.
You only work 40 hours a week? I want that.
No, I don't. I'm just saying, I'm saying the number crunchers.
Oh.
You know, whatever.
Those who team build.
But the NorCal New Belgium team, we went up and made a beer and we got hammered, shocking, working for a beer company. And we were pouring all kinds of weird shit in it. It was the worst beer ever.
Yeah, let's pour that in it.
We poured a bottle of Jack Daniels in there when they weren't looking. Oops. We poured like a 6-pack of Fat Tire in there when they weren't looking. I'm like, that beer's already made, but fuck it. We're going to put it
we're
in.
We're going to remake it.
This got to be better, right?
They called us and they're like, your beer's ready. I mean, like real
beer
judgy, real like, ready. I don't know what the fuck you guys did when we weren't looking, but this is gross. Come get it. You owe us money.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I opened it when I got home on the phone with other people because I really thought it was going to kill all of us. I was like, listen, if I start making floppy noises, call
dial 911.
Convulsing.
But my work wife, Rachel, she's like, it's the worst. Just don't. She's like, don't even put it in food. Just dump it.
Did they bottle it for you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And all that somebody wrote spooge on one of the bottles because that's what they thought it was.
This
and I
spooge.
Caught it. It was like the one that I got.
Whoa.
I was like, well, it's appropriate.
It's not too
because I'm the
off.
One that's going to laugh at it. And I told you guys that all that fucking whiskey, Fat Tire, and Cocoa Nibs wasn't going to go. Dice.
Told you.
Yeah, because it was a porter or something. They're like, yeah, let's make a porter. I'm going to pour this Jack in there. I was like, what the fuck? It was awful.
Barrel aging it, bro.
We're barrel aging
it. It's Borsky.
It was real bad. We wasted a lot of dollars on that. But it was New Belgium's dollars.
Yeah.
Sorry, New Belgium.
But it, somebody but paid if that it's bill. New Belgium's dollars, isn't it everybody at New Belgium's dollars?
Yeah.
Wow.
True.
All the
everybody owners.
Everybody paid for that.
Well, only if they were fully vested.
Oh, yeah.
Like me.
Ooh. Like me.
I'm still fully vested.
Oh.
You're still
Is that
owned?
Your retirement?
I mean, It helps.
Yeah. Now you're all. Come on, AB InBev. Don't you want to buy New Belgium? Come on, do it.
I'd get paid right away.
Yeah, you would.
I mean,
cash out.
But I don't advocate for that because a lot of my really good friends still work there, and they. Yeah, I want it to go the way they want it to go because I'm very pragmatic and positive like that.
Good. I support that.
You want drama. Boom, boom, boom. I know you drama. Want drama.
Come on. This is a show.
Like, he's like, who can I hate this week?
We're here to entertain.
On. Come on. There's somebody I got to hate.
Somebody. Yeah.
Are there any sellouts this week? Bigger. Anybody?
Anything? Good question.
I don't pay attention to that stuff anymore.
There isn't that much going on anymore.
Yeah, there's not much percolating out there.
It's
there
the was, calm before
there was
the
one
storm.
Over in Britain and, or something.
Well, now it's secretly happening.
The UK.
Oh, who cares about shit on the DL. Across the pond?
Yeah. No, it's happening here.
We have many across the pond listeners.
Across the pond.
But I don't care about their sellout stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I care about the listeners, of course.
That's right.
There you go.
Especially all whales. That's not a whale. Right. I always have to do my Paul McCartney when I talk about the UK.
Liverpool.
Oh, my God.
Liverpool, eh?
Liverpool.
Kingston upon Thames. That's all I know.
Yes. That's how you do a proper accent of whatever you're trying to do. You must reference one city from the country of the accent. Mm-hmm. That's how people know you're doing it properly.
You want to play a game? How about hide the lolly?
Hide the lolly.
That's,
spot on.
Yeah. Birmingham. That was more Birmingham than Liverpool.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. No bet.
No.
No bet.
I spent more time in the South Pacific, sorry.
South Pacific of England?
No, just...
That'd be kind of hard to do.
New Zealand.
Oh.
Okay. Influenced by...
Oh, throw another shrimp on the Barbie.
Well, guys, Matt, what's going on in the culture? Culture!
It's a hot one out there, guys.
It's hotty.
Oh, wait, you didn't say new weather.
No. Hey, let's go to Matt with the weather. What's it like out there, Matt?
It opens up your pores.
So,
they're all open. Trust me.
PBR is opening a lawsuit against MillerCoors.
What?
Yes, big buyout lawsuit against big buyout.
Little buyout or big buyout?
So the PBR, Old Milwaukee, and a couple of their other brands are all brewed by MillerCoors, or at least in part. They don't quite specify. And
incestuous.
Yes, exactly. And they said that their contract is ending in 2020. And MillerCoors immediately was just like, we don't know if we have the capacity. Nice. Our own sales are declining. We might have to close a couple of plants that your beer is brewed at.
Fuji. So
they, but they're saying that they don't, you know, they're not trying to spook people saying the, was it the Irwindale plant isn't set to shut down, but could if sales keep declining. So
do you think that's why the PBR guy visited me today at Gold's?
Yeah, they're trying to sell more PBR.
He told me about their new light beer coming out, and I'm not joking.
Light PBR?
No, it's called Easy.
Easy.
I'm not kidding.
Whoa.
This is a real deal.
Yeah. Damn. They're like, yeah, so we got a little lawsuit to fund, so buy our beer.
It's only 3.8% alcohol.
What? That is easy.
Mm-hmm.
So easy. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So that's the whole thing. It's will PBR need to find a new brewery to make their beer? Will MillerCoors no longer do it? We don't know. We'll have to find out as story develops. And then
maybe New Belgium will buy them.
Oh, you know. They've got money to burn,
hipster,
I'm sure.
Hipster cred.
Hipster cred.
Hipster cred.
Who wants a hipster cred?
NBBPBR.
Buy some PBR.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it sells.
It sells. You got it at your place.
Pays
is
the rent.
Is it one of the few non-indie beers at your establishment?
Well, we have Duff.
Duff. Who makes Duff? Other than Homer.
I can't say. It's proprietary.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
It's very secret.
Oh. Damn it.
It's whatever's on sale that
I
week.
Will say, Gordon actually, beers. it's actually head-to-head the two beers that sell most at Goldstein's, and it's Cali Squeeze from Slow Brew. Or PBR. It kind of changes.
What? Cali Squeeze from Slow Brew?
Not kidding.
What the hell are you talking about?
Hey, look at... This is the reason I don't win shit at the fair is because everybody likes really sweet stuff. I don't put enough sugar in my pie either. But that's why Cali Squeeze sells so good, is because it's sweet.
And I'm confused. People like that.
Diabetes. I don't know.
At a craft beer bar.
Listen, it's a craft brewery. They make craft beer. Yeah. It's fine. Like, yeah. Hey, all that money spins. Dang. Mikey.
Like, all those Fresnans like to pretend we're at San Luis Obispo when we're not in front.
Give me that like squeeze.
It's like I'm back at slow.
Yeah. They like to mix it sometimes with the CBD.
The CBD?
Or like, yeah, or like a half and half, like squeeze with a blonde. And I call it squeeze my bees.
Squeeze my bees. So if I go up and say, can you squeeze my bees?
Yeah, they'll give you a half and half.
All right.
Ooh, secret menu.
Blonde, yeah.
Secret menu.
Can I get a everyone, get your
notebook out. You're Goldstein's patron. We're going to get all kinds of secret menu stuff.
There's probably people revealed. Listening right now going like, I love Cali Squeeze. Mikey's hating on me.
I've never heard anyone mention that beer before in my life.
Angry voicemails next week.
I see it. I see it in their like mixed six packs trying to wedge it in there. Like, I see what you're doing.
Oh, it sells like
I'm not going to buy that
crazy at gazebo too.
Mm-hmm. What the hell?
And by the can, by the 16 ounce. Dumbfounded by this. They shotgun it out there.
Our sister bought that blueberry slow brew.
Yeah, that one sells really good too.
Last time we were at gazebo,
it's a blood orange Hefeweizen. Hefe.
Okay.
Hefeweizen.
To each their own.
I mean, everybody was born with different taste buds. At least
it's in indie, I guess.
It is. You got to be glad about that.
I'm glad.
It outpaces glad. PBR hey, from time something. To time.
Wow. big slow nights. We got a big slow crowd in, guys. Get ready.
Everybody, that Cali Squeeze crowd.
Get that Cali Squeeze tap. Cali Squeeze. Just leave the Cali Squeeze tap open.
Have a fresh keg ready on deck, please.
Well, it's always at the front. It's near the door because it pops all the time. And they're like, oh my God, Cali Squeeze is out. There's going to be a fucking riot. Put
that
Cali
Squeeze right where we can. Make sure we can get that Cali Squeeze keg where we can get to it.
Oh, yeah. No, chairs get thrown.
Some new person's like, awful. What are you talking about? You'll see, bro.
Yeah, we're like, just leave you alone on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Giving people Fucci face, running out of Cali Squeeze.
I'll wedge that Cali Squeeze way in the back of the room. See what happens, bro.
What do you mean you don't have a backup?
Flipping boats.
Flipping boats. Totally.
What else, Matt?
In Texas, Amazon and 7-Eleven are fighting for alcohol delivery.
They're free Slurpees today.
Damn it.
Not really today.
Yeah.
You missed it.
Yeah, that was back on Wednesday. Yep. Today's Friday and it's fun.
Sorry.
It's a fun day.
So, apparently there's a 1 to 2 hour delivery window and you are able to order beer online and have it delivered in the state of Texas. So.
What?
1 to 2 hour.
Yeah.
I always knew Texas was the place I needed to.
But I'll be passed out by the time it gets to me.
You're drunk ordering it. Who are you? Oh, you have beer? I already paid for it.
What?
All right.
Honey, there's somebody at the door. It's 2 a.m.
Dancer. They did say the hours did cut off at 10 p.m. So
what?
8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
The party hasn't even started yet.
We have not realized that we're going to run out of beer yet at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's no good because that's like, you know, the stoners, they're getting there at like midnight, 12:30, and they're like, oh, well, now we want some. What do you mean it ended at 10? We don't pre-plan. We're hipsters that smoke a bunch of weed.
Hey.
We can't do that.
Damn it.
Siri, set a reminder.
Alexa,
order my beer.
Help me be better.
So they both can't do it, or they just want to be the first?
They're just
first on the moon.
They're the two in Texas that are the official delivery services. But as far as like a retail chain or online presence that is doing that, so. You know, I haven't
Texas.
Stepped in a 7-Eleven
Texas,
in a long
no
time.
Rules
but,
in Texas.
No rules.
I would just leave a note. Just be like, check the dates. Leave by the door.
Yeah, my notes would be, make sure the dates are okay.
Pick up a pizza.
Your delivery driver is not going to fucking. They're like, dates on what?
We don't carry dates.
And they probably can't even read analog
dates. Yep, it's the
11th. Anyways. Like, does the month come first or the day? I don't understand. Is this a Best Buy or bottled on?
Send it.
Fuck. you know, and they're all different. There's like bottled on, but how do they know if you don't tell them, oh, it has to be within 30 days. And then they're sitting there going, oh no, I got to subtract. And I don't know.
Are they going by the Julian calendar?
Right.
That always concerned me about people when they're just like, is this an enjoy by date? Cause it's like a week old. And I'm like, or it's like a week past the date. And I was like, yeah, cause that's what we canned it on. Not or, as in when you should stop enjoying it.
And I always like that term enjoy by. It's like, what are you supposed to do after that date? Just like
frowny face,
mildly
grimace face about.
Just like when you go through your refrigerator every once in a while and you're like, oh, all this stuff is 2 years old. You just throw it away. It's like, oh, I never got to enjoy this beer. Toss.
Recycle. I mean,
you can put it like, I don't know, beer butt chicken or something. Or no. True. Do you think it would ruin the chicken?
Yeah.
I mean, you're heating it up anyway.
Depends what you're aging.
Whatever.
Any more stuff, ma'am?
Nope, just things two things. More? It's too hot. I'm done talking.
Let's get out of here.
The heat is lobotomizing.
What are some other things, Nick? By the way, we on our tailgate beer, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
We had a sketchbook.
It was a Turbulence Imperial Stout. I thought it was excellent.
Yes, donated to the show by the beer father.
I'm real picky.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. It was a good decision.
These are OR scrubs. Oh, are they?
Oh, are they?
And then we had
you belong here. That's official.
Belgian white from across the other pond.
Yes, Yoho Brewing. Oh, Wednesday yes. Cat.
The Wednesday
on a Friday of all things.
Dang it.
This is real weird.
We're rebels. We don't care.
I really like that beer. We have that in cans at the bar all the time. And I like Belgian Wits.
It's got a pretty
as
can.
You know.
No, Louis.
So that's why you have them at the bar.
Louis molesting
time.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Louis doing
yeah,
his
you
thing.
Know, I'm
Louis
not a
licking
big,
up the sweat.
I'm not a big hophead, but I will say that this whole NEPA hazy thing has brought me around.
NEPA? You like to say the NEPA?
Because they're balanced IPAs.
NEIPA?
NEPA.
NEIPA.
Yeah. NEIPA.
The nerd.
New England, it's pretty awesome, ale.
Yeah.
Stop licking me. I know I'm salty. Salty. Mm. Inside and out.
Ooh,
so now we're having some Almanac side hustle. I really enjoy that beer, too. It's really
Almanac.
Nice
I thought Almanac was no longer canning.
I love gold.
Well,
this was
maybe they
out.
Stopped after this
one. This is a looking out beer for me. So
this one's a little old.
This is nice.
No, it just got... Hold on.
They stopped doing canned beers. And then they realized
Citrus Centennial Cascade canned on June 13th.
Then they realized
this year.
What?
They nice. Stopped yeah. making money.
I'll take it.
So,
so right, cans
wait
are
a second.
And it came in cold and it went into the fridge.
We can't make money cold. Off our morals, our beer morals. We have to actually make beer that people want.
I'll be honest, it was a chick buy on my part. I like the term side hustle, and that's what that beer is called. So
it's
label buy.
This was a looking out
label
for beer,
buy.
So I'm happy.
Because people come into the bar, they're like, oh my God, I don't care what it is. I just like the name. Side hustle. And they start dancing.
I have a side hustle,
they're like,
too.
I'm having a side hustle, bitches.
That's what a side hustle is?
I guess.
You order a beer and then dance?
To the side.
To the side.
Gary.
To the side, please.
It's a Gary
meaning move along. We have more customers.
Gary Vaynerchuk beer.
Hustle to the side.
Yeah, do you see that line behind you?
But only to the left. Don't fuck around and go to the right.
That's right.
To the left, to the left.
Unless you know the password.
Unless you're going to do that to
see Rome. This is like a... now that we're so... Had so many hazy beers. This is like a classic, straightforward hazy IPA.
It really is.
This is very like boom down the center, solid base hit to the center field.
And it's
hazy IPA.
Thank you.
It's so moist.
It is moist.
Juicy.
Moist and juicy.
That's just your tongue sweating. It's so hot.
Juicy. Tongue sweat. Mm-hmm. Man.
You haven't lived till you had tongue sweat.
It is miserable.
I must be dehydrated. My tongue's not sweating.
Forgot what hot studio is like.
Nick, what's a thing that we can talk about?
I like the sauna, so. I don't know. I am fine with
it. Saunaing.
Sauna.
Podcasting and saunaing.
Yeah. Move over Yeti.
What?
Yep.
Are you talking about the Yeti cup or the Yeti beer?
The Yeti cooler.
Oh, I was going to say the Yeti cooler.
My aftermarket Moleskine just fell apart.
It's that hot.
It's that hot. It's melting.
The glue just delaminated itself.
It probably did. Oh, my pin fell.
It's going to be a theme of the whole show.
Matt's over here sham-wowing himself.
I need that sham-wow here.
Wow. Pass the sham-wow.
Wow. Sham-wow.
Yes.
That guy got arrested for like doing coke and killing somebody, I thought.
Yes, you are correct.
That's crazy.
And the other one, God, the guy with the beard, he passed away from a drug overdose, too.
Billy Mays. But in a plane, though, right?
Oh, was it a plane?
He hit his head in a plane.
He hit his head, but it was the cause unrelated. Was coke, yeah. I think. Someone should make a beer in their honor, like the Sham Wow Hazy. Sham Wow.
Haze Wow.
Haze Wow. Oh, my God. There see? Whoever's listening right now, do it.
I thought there was.
Copyright perfect book.
Full Circle next collab. Sorry, go ahead. Yeti. Cooler.
Flex Seal.
I like to hear about.
Can we get a Flex Seal beer? Flex Seal Imperial Stout.
Yeah.
So this is the Rover, R-O-V-R.
Okay.
Okay, so
what's it do?
It keeps ice cold.
Well, that's given for anything Yeti.
They put on. Okay, so this is the good part, right? Do you ever have trouble moving your ice chest?
Sure.
Yes. They have 8-inch industrial off-road tires glued to the side
Whoa.
Of this thing. So this thing can go anywhere.
You said glued. Now, do they roll? Glued.
No, they're just for looks.
Okay.
You just drag it.
I'll specify.
They're affixed.
They
affixed
keep it off the ground is all.
Axle.
Nice.
Yes.
Good for four-wheeling. Can you like haul it behind your truck?
Oh, no, but you could haul it behind your bicycle.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I want to see it in action. Nice. Is there a video?
There is.
Nice.
And, the best part is they have a sturdiness test, right? And it's a video on their website. Like, how rugged is this ice chest? They have a bear, actual grizzly it? Bear, wrestling with the ice chest. If that doesn't sell you on it.
Is this a grizzly bear in captivity or in the wild?
This is wild.
Okay.
This is a wild grizzly
You've bear. Confirmed this.
Yes. With my...
Not just grizzly gone wild.
Grizzly's gone
actual
wild.
Actual wild. Hey,
he's pouring the
I'm
ice.
I'm a skeptical consumer.
Pouring the melted ice over his back and shoulders and then flinging his head around.
Does he damage it at all? Like scratches on the outside at all? He can't get into it?
Not a lick.
So what's it made out of?
Kryptonite.
I knew you were going to say kryptonite. That's the weirdest fucking thing. I swear I was going to say kryptonite and then you said it.
I said it.
How much does this shit. Run?
They start at $400.
Oh, that's
not worth it.
For Yetis, that's pretty good. Actually.
Yeah, it's right there at the Yeti price point.
That's a Yeti price point.
We had some Yeti coolers at New Belgium.
Is it a big?
I have not seen this in person, but the bear wrestling it will be an excellent scale factor right. for it.
It's okay. So thick that the inside is only a 5x5 inch cube that you but can that fit one beer in.
One beer or one beer package of deli ham.
It will keep your Vienna sausages and one beer cold for 5 days.
There you go.
As long as you don't open it.
If you really want to test how cold a Yeti can keep things, you put it in this garage.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See.
No, I mean, Yetis are
Can I
incredible.
Sit in this Yeti?
Yeah. Can I sit down in there? Is there a fan in there?
We ran an incentive with a distributor up north with a Yeti cooler, and we put a block of ice in it, and we said, hey, when it's finally melted, the incentive's over, and it went for 23 days.
Whoa!
Opened once a day.
Damn,
just
Yeti
check
is
on
so
it.
Awesome.
And everyone at New Belgium was like, fuck, we're paying out a lot of money.
We underestimated. We way underestimated.
Well, they were like, so next time we need to do not a block of ice, because that's really what screwed it up.
Right.
You need to just do like
you have the mass
ice
to
pieces.
Keep it cold. Yeah.
And ice, it was
yeah.
seriously, they were like, nope, there's ice still pieces. A little piece. Still ice. Yeah. Some crazy
yes.
shit. So that was, I fell in love with Yetis after that. I was like, it. Okay.
I have 2 Yeti cups. That's all I can afford, and they're great.
took a second out on the house to afford
to get those cups.
If you would stop buying the Yeti cups and just save up.
Yeah, save up. Oh, God.
Not saving.
That takes patience.
But there's things I want right now.
I think I want
little
this
things.
Now.
Take out a
little. I live like I'm going to die tomorrow, Rad Stacy.
You know, well, I was telling Matt that unless he feels beat up and real fucked at the end of it all, then he wasn't living right. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
He feels it. He knows.
I was like, but I am tired and I do feel beat up.
And I said, don't worry. There's more where that came from.
Oh. Ooh.
Wait till you get a kid.
It's not a warning.
Then she handed him a slow brew.
Here's a slow brew.
Here's a You'll Cali be a slow squeeze. Brew.
You'll be a Cali squeezer before you know it. Never!
He's just going to have a baby slung up on his chest drinking a Cali squeeze.
He's like, I get
yesterday
it
Yesterday never happened.
Baby I get Carlos. It now. What else, Nick?
That's it.
Oh,
you
man.
You guys.
Boo, you guys. Come on, bro.
Well, we did do the Tiki Bike Bar.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, well, is that for is Big Cut or you want to do, talk about
it
now?
I've seen it.
What?
You oh, seen that, it?
You I saw see, us on
you seen the... I saw you. I was like, what's You're up like, with whoa. All these lays?
Well, but did you see us actually in public on the bicycle?
No.
Okay.
You told me about it. I believed you.
Wow. That's all. A first.
We were on a bike. Sure.
Yeah, sure.
I'm like, whatever. Did
Why
you
are you
pay
dressed
your
like an idiot? Yeah.
Please don't leave without paying Please. Your tab.
No free rides.
Please run your card.
Did you pay the valet for your bar bicycle?
Yeah, sure.
Tiki.
You have run. Valet at Goldstein's?
Is some, no, is so if you item? Did pay anyone to valet your car, you're probably real wondering where your car is.
Yeah. That's why I wasn't there when I got back.
Oh, the valet out front's real nice. I'm like, oh, good. Good.
Good. Keep one eye on him at all times.
Did you give him all your keys? Yeah. It's probably a bad idea.
Wait, are we talking about the bike now? We'll talk about it later. What do you want to do?
We'll do later.
Go. Okay.
Go. Yeah, let's see what
Something
we got.
For later, guys. Hang on for that. Russian River has made their 1,000th batch of Pliny. But right now, if you go to Russian River, you can have the 1,000th batch of
is that,
Pliny.
Is it
of
the
all
same
time?
As the
of
all as 999?
No.
No? Did they do it?
Well,
did
okay.
they Pliny it
sure.
differently?
No, you're right. Yeah, it's the same. Hopefully.
Wow.
But it's super fresh, though.
Yep. It's 1,000.
It's fresher than 999.
Is it fresh? I want a side by side.
Yeah.
Jacob,
both of them.
Jacob
the
Tots is the lead brewer right now. I mean, obviously, Vinny and his wife.
Susan? It's Vinny's wife.
Vinny's wife. Poor Vinny's wife.
Do they call him Bro Tater Tots?
Bro Tater Tots. they are the kings, king and queen of the Russian River, but they do have a guy. Doing the day-to-day stuff, Jacob Tots.
So. Bad Louie.
I never hear his name mentioned. I think it should be mentioned more since he's taking over the Pliny stuff.
Dumb.
But so early cheers, I guess, the Russian River has
1,000
Plinies.
That's pretty awesome.
Boom.
When was the first Pliny made?
They probably changed the recipe, though.
1,000 batches ago.
But how many? How many days per batch?
We can probably Google it.
Is that a new one?
Matt, Urban what Dictionary, are the beers that Tyga's sending to GABF this year? Do you know?
Don't know.
Great. Well, there goes the show.
Okay, bye.
I'm gonna guess Zorro.
Zorro. Ooh, entering the lager competition.
I
bet the lager competition's heated this year. We're all used to IPA competition. I bet lagers is crazy.
I usually don't know what we're doing for GABF until I go in my cooler and go, who's been in here? It's like bottles, like there's partial cases of bottles and stuff in there. And I'm like, God damn it.
Did Jake party hard on his last day at Tioga?
He showed up the other day and he's like, hey, look at me. I got a new shirt on. I was like, yeah, I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah. Other side of the bar, sir.
I was like,
yeah, he can't come back anymore, bro. Like,
maybe I should invite him to park inside. No, he can peek a park on the street.
Spiral Grudge it is.
Yeah. Spiral Grudge. $5.
So I'm trying to learn a little bit about Russian River Brewing Company, but RussianRiverBrewing.com is not very interactive, and it's not letting me enter the site. I'm
it's
telling them
like
that I'm 21.
Super updated.
Whatever.
They're all, we don't believe you.
It has,
it's not letting me click on it. It's just like, sorry, you're cut off.
Fucci face recognition.
It's fuchiing me hard right now.
Wait,
not going to do
did
it.
Did you click I'm not a robot?
It doesn't ask me that. It just says, are you 21? And it says enter site. And I click it. And
the
then it's like.
Photos that have street signs. Yeah.
Yeah. Click all those. Photos that
and
have
Click all
in
photos
them.
That have cars. Like, this has sort of like a taillight. Does that mean it has a car in it?
Does that count?
Does this count?
I was trying to find out when, I mean, Pliny the Elder lived between 23 and 71 AD.
You find out more about him than the
But
he is a badass.
Super badass. So super badass that people made a beer in his name.
Yep. Rad Stacy, I have a question for you.
I have an answer.
Matt could probably answer this too, but I feel like Rad Stacy's place of enjoyment would be have a better place of employment.
We have a man here for you if you can't answer.
No, right. That's not what I meant. I meant because they're both run bars.
I wish it was what you meant so we could just brawl right now.
Brawl. Right? Outside.
Because they both run bras.
Bras.
Listen, brah.
Bras. Hey, bras. Let's go to the bar, bras. What's the most pretentious beer geeky thing that you've heard recent? Like, you're just like, can you think of something that one of us beer geeks asks you? You're just like, oh my God.
I think
you listen to the perfect pour.
So, one of the,
I suppose you listen to the perfect pour, don't you?
I mean, I think one of the most pretentious things that happen all the time is people who get several tastes of beer. They're like, oh, can I taste that? Can I taste that? Because it's new. And I don't mind that. I'm like, okay, you want to taste a few beers that we have on draft because you're not sure. And I would prefer not to pour you a pint of something if you're going to hate it. So, you know,
if you're going to have to give it back, what do you do with that?
And then they're like, okay, what was this one again? And this one and this one. Okay, wait, let me just go on Untappd really quick and just make sure that other people can tell me what I'm supposed to like before I order.
That's
fucking
not
beer.
Possible.
And then I'm like, go.
Are you putting words in their mouth or are they actually saying something?
They are actually saying, they're like, well, I just don't know if I mean, I want to try this one, but I kind of want to get this badge. And I'm like, what the fuck
yes
is happening?
They mention the badge.
They mention the badge out loud.
Wow,
not kidding.
Wow. I'm
trying to level up.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay.
So what's my
I'm like, I mean,
up,
your
choices.
Money spins. It's fine, but I'm just not gonna come back to you for about 10 minutes while you figure out your fucking Untappd app.
Figure shit out.
Man. Yeah,
I'll be back.
Because I don't want you to check into the wrong beer and have your buddies be like, "Oh, he likes that one."
What's he checking into?
Totally not hanging out with that guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Your check-ins need to be more better.
Yeah, or people get real. Ooh, weird nice. About like ciders too, where there's like, I don't know, the pineapple's a little like real pronounced, and I'm like, well, it's called pineapple cider, so
we're not hiding it from you.
Not a secret.
It's in the name.
It didn't say apple. It says pineapple. Wow,
joke's on you. It's just pineapple. Saying.
Yeah. So in terms of pretentiousness, it's always real young people like, I just turned 21 yesterday, but I'm a super expert because I read all about it. And yeah, I listened to the perfect pour, so.
So no. I know the things.
I know all the things. Mikey, like, totally educated me. Been listening to it since I was 19.
That's the only one that sometimes educates. Sometimes we let Matt educate.
So fun fact, I did not find out when Pliny started to be made, but I
did
found
it let
out,
you in the site though?
No, that's oh, okay. Right.
Wow. Shutting yeah,
both
this
of
down.
Us.
But I did find out Mikey has $250 sitting in his garage. Yes. So there is a case of empty Pliny bottles for sale on eBay for $25.
What?
So you have all those cases there and all those bottles. You can just reload them and just
work that money.
Is
that
somebody
on eBay.
Buying it? Because I will. You will see that.
Speaking
Pliny
of side
shelf
hustle,
go down.
Is that empty
yeah,
in
that's
quotes
my side
though?
Hustle.
Are no, they really showing full caps and everything?
Okay.
If you want an unopened 2015 Bourbon County, that's $23 and $17 with shipping.
I just feel like you should be real weird about it. They're like, hey, man, like,
I've got
some,
gold.
You know, I've got some Pliny bottles. Like, I'll let them go for the right price.
I was looking at that beer earlier, but I was like, I don't know if we need to pregame it with that beer.
Oh, did I mess up?
No.
Oh, 6 Point. You know, I applied for a job with them once.
And how'd that go?
They sent me a rejection letter.
Whoa.
At least they were nice enough to go, no.
They didn't even call me though, and I'm like, you guys are fucking dumb for not calling me. You're lost.
Where was this you applied to 6 Point?
It was for Northern California. So it was everything from like Fresno North. Yeah.
That's
they went with some other tool. Maybe they're listening right now. Hey, congratulations on getting your 6 Point job.
Thanks for not bringing it to Fresno.
And hey, it's cool.
It's in Fresno, it's cool, sort of, a little bit.
It's always funny when they
not very good, whoever they hired. Mm.
Smells a little malty. What kind of beer
is
this?
This is barrel-aged rye. Guys by XL Perro, right?
Yes, XL.
And it's fine. I mean, you miss all the shots you don't take. And they really missed because they didn't even take the shot on me.
Bastards.
Just saying.
6 points.
What's your drink of choice? Like pour 6 points. What beer? What shot was it?
Ooh, I've smelled, or I can taste the barrel age.
I'm okay with this beer,
buddy.
I'm okay with
this. It's good.
I'm not having like sour grapes because they didn't call me back. I'm just saying. I'm okay.
Proper summer beer.
Yeah, this is super summery. So was that stout that we had earlier. Mm.
Yeah.
I'm glad you agree.
Real refreshing.
So refreshed right now.
Well, we need some of that PBR Easy.
Damn it. That's where is that at?
Yeah.
It's in the works. That's what whoever that easy the guy going. Told me today. I don't remember his name. He looked like a Brad. I'm just going to call him Brad.
I feel like he's Brad.
I know. Like that's his name now. If he comes in again, I'm like, Brad.
Brad. What's up, Brad?
That's not my name.
Okay, Brad.
Shut the fuck up, Brad.
Oh, what can I get you, Brad? Get you something easy?
We don't care what your mom named you.
Your mom is no concern to us, Brad.
We're sorry your mom was wrong.
Wait, is she hot? No concern. We don't care.
Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Yeah.
Wow.
According to the song.
According to musicians.
The internet doesn't lie.
They have said that Stacy's mom has, in fact, have it going on.
She answers the door with just a towel.
Yep. Oh, goodness. One of my son's friends. Oh, no. And I just have a towel. Voicemails. We got lots of voicemails. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network. And you can also record something on your smartphone and email it to us. perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. And these are what these people have done. This is the first voicemail of the week from...
Hey guys, Binge Clark back for phone call. You're a Santa Rosa rep. Of course, I left my last voicemail not having finished last week's show. And now that I've finished last week's show, you've already addressed the Lagi-Nikin conundrum, I guess. With the pot drinks, but broke off into a good discussion of the indie versus big beer and what's going on there, and you know, support your local, you know, your neighbor working at the big brewery or drink not level. Or what or yeah, I don't know.
Fuck your neighbor.
everybody has their own decisions to make on that. But I did want to point out, though, something you didn't talk about was with these pot drinks, especially in this case with Lagunitas, is that, you know, Lagunitas doesn't make the cannabis oils that are going into the drinks. It's an independent, you know, company here in Santa Rosa. I think they're doing the canning, too, actually, because they have a special type of can that are going into this. A little project, so it's actually like a collab between
the cartel
Lagunitas Heineken and
Big Weed,
this local company whose name escapes me at the moment. It's one of those, you know, pot sounding companies here in California. And that's been a weird thing for me moving from Nebraska, having lived in central states, you know, Montana and Oklahoma, Texas, Nebraska, and coming out to California and seeing billboards for, you know, marijuana delivery.
Wow.
That's a change and not a bad one.
She
anyway,
moved to Fresno. We're very conservative.
Yeah, if you missed that. Yeah.
We're dark, dark purple here.
Yeah.
If you miss dust and no weed, then come to Fresno.
We are the Midwest of California, so. We don't have any of those things.
We got a good farmer's market, though.
Have you had
a couple of them?
Stacy, have you had that one from New Belgium, the pot
hamper
thing?
Hamper? You know, I wanted to bring one tonight, and I just didn't have time to go pick one up. But I have it on draft at the bar, and it's very good. Super dank. Mm-hmm. It was in the works when I was still at New Belgium, but there was some legalities around the processes that we had to work through.
Processes?
But yeah, so
does it have the element that gives you high or the element that makes you feel better?
No, not either.
None of them.
No.
It's just him.
It's really just the smell.
Just some rope. They dip but some hemp
it,
rope in
there. Honestly, when you open up that tap, though, it smells like someone's lighting up in the bar. It's really, really dank. It's crazy.
Someone's having a flashback. Insane.
No, because I will drink a little bit of it, and when you burp, you're like, oh, God. Like, whoa. Like, the hot burp on that is
I'm going to have to Uber home crazy. Whether I'm sober or not.
Yeah, but it's not. And people ask me, they're like, oh, am I going to test positive? I'm like, there's no THC in it. There's no CBD in it.
That's good info.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, but it's a great beer.
As a former, like, not knowing anything about pot, I would be afraid of that. I was like, what's going to happen?
Right. Well,
what if my work test me when I get there?
I think that's
random test me. Did they ever test you? No, but what if they do?
What if they did? I had a poppy muffin too.
Served with poppy muffins.
I ate a poppy muffin and I washed it down with emperor. I don't know what to do now.
That's a good question. Is there a poppy seed beer?
I'm calling in sick tomorrow.
There probably is. I know that Vrinden, which was like a beer that New Belgium made with another Belgian brewer, had poppies in it and dandelion.
Ooh, but that was the flower more than the seed.
Yeah, it didn't have there was no black tar in it. Just
come on.
Sorry.
I'm trying to get wasted here.
But I don't know, the Hemperer, it's really crazy. And people ask all the time, like, oh, am I gonna test positive? But there's no weed in it, y'all.
All right. There we go. Everyone, you can also go to the website
and find that out.
You don't have to worry, everyone.
Stacy's here for you.
Drink Hemperer all you want.
Yeah. You should just go post up at Whole Foods one day and pretend you're the rep still. And
here we go.
I mean, they still ask me.
So what's the scenario? This is what's going down. This is Jazz calling you fools up one more time. I am in Tahoe right now with the Garage Boys from Fontana. I got Fontana Jim. Right here.
I'm the prez.
I got this.
Okay.
And it's from Fontaine. And apparently, these fools about to nominate me for what?
The Jazz Man is the new president of the PNW chapter of the Garage Boys.
You heard it here first. So this is what's going down. I'm just calling you because we're having a good time. We're having apparently a get it number one in Tahoe right now.
Wait. Number one, get it.
It's Tahoe. H-O-E. You know what I'm saying? So this is what's going down.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Calling you because I am repping Portland as of right now. Apparently, I'm being nominated by what?
Wait, is this a repaint?
The Fontana Gym.
And the Garage Girls. What?
Garage Girls?
Garage Girls.
You heard it here first. We're going to call back in with another update after we have another get it, because this is number one,
2018, Brewcation.
2018.
The Garage Boys are forcing another individual to call.
You heard it here first.
And get involved.
And that's what's up.
I don't think there were any ladies there.
They're like,
it's me, I'm the lady back here. The Garage Boys always get women, lots of women. I'm really hot, and they got me.
Not women, but hoes.
I'm a hoe.
It's Tahoe.
It's homemade.
We don't believe it.
Homemade. All right.
Bitch made what?
Wow. Garage Boys have sunk to a new low.
Do you think they're on House Party 1 or 2 at that point?
I feel like they had a gun to the back of that guy, and they're like, tell him you're having a get it.
I'm having a get it.
This is great. Now tell him you're going to drink more beer and you're going to have fun. Okay, and now I'm your rep and everything. Okay.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
Get out of here. Pizza guy.
Thanks for the pizza. Here's a 20.
Get out of here.
But it was 35. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here. We're the Garage Boys. We can do whatever we want.
Guys, can you hear me?
Uh-oh.
Nope.
Not driving.
All right, Scotty.
So, hey, yesterday,
yes, Scotty?
An award-winning homebrewer who hasn't brewed in like 3 or 4 years, he gave me like a couple cases of homebrew that he found in his closet. I'm drinking one of them right now.
Dubious.
It was one of the ones that was unmarked.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't know what it tomorrow. Was. And being the ballsy guy,
I hope
guy
you're
that
near
I am,
a bathroom like, tomorrow.
I think we need to do a check.
It's some sort of Berliner Weiss.
Yeah, we probably should.
That had some kind of fruit in it. And I could tell it had some sort of fruit in it because there was like a purple berry-like residue at the bottom of the bottle. Could have been raspberry, blueberry, something.
Scotty, we're going to have to call Scotty B.
Nightshade, maybe?
At least 3, maybe 4 years old, maybe even older than that. So it held up pretty well. This guy brewed some... He has like more first-place ribbons than you can shake a stick at.
Are your hands numb?
Yeah, he's a great brewer.
But can you see?
Due to health reasons...
How many fingers am I holding up, Scotty B.?
He did.
It's I can't feel my
anyway, he gave me a bunch of other stuff too. He gave me some meads. He gave me some of them, the rest of them are marked. Sour browns, Oid Bruin, like Lawfully style. Yeah, some fun beers.
Lawfully style.
So probably that's what I'm doing right now. Drinking some fun beers. And hey, about the R&D thing, like when somebody throws out an idea, hey, Scotty B should do this and that.
No idea.
You are the official R&D.
Keep throwing
brewer.
Out those ideas because sooner or later, I'm going to get to one or two of them. I wish I had more time. I really do.
Someday.
More space. But, you know, I got a full-time job and I'm kind of limited on space.
Boo. Jobs.
And, yeah.
Scotty B,
but
don't
I
dream
do
it,
like
be it.
I like hearing new ideas. Ooh. I like challenges. One that comes to mind is when Satan left a voicemail. Challenging me to make a beer with blood.
We need a bride of
Satan. I'm still
going to
do that.
To call in.
It's going to be made with real fake blood. Strawberry flavored
fake
blood. You know what I'm talking about? That fake blood that you get that's strawberry flavored for Halloween and junk.
I don't taste it.
So yeah, that's going to happen. It's going to be an IPA too. It's going to be a strawberry. A fake strawberry, fake blood IPA. It's going to happen.
Fake blood,
mark
real strawberry.
I don't know
IPA.
When, but it'll happen. So that's about all I got hazy. Going on. Just want to tell you guys, keep up the great work. I'm drinking.
Scotty B.
You got to be careful, Scotty B, because strawberry doesn't come out in beer very well.
Oh, man.
It doesn't.
I hope he's okay.
That's sad
right?
face, though.
I'm sorry. It doesn't.
I'm really about because I don't see another Scotty B voicemail, so I'm a little bit frightened that Scotty B didn't wake up the next morning.
Can we do a wellness check?
Yeah.
Is there someone we can call?
Yeah, dig, 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 dig. Wellness check.
Can we send an Uber?
Just poke him with the stick. That's
he
all
left
we need.
Us a voicemail about some weird beer.
We're worried. We have not heard from
it
him
was
again.
Homebrew.
We'll be right over. I'm saying car over right now.
He homemade died cyanide. How he lived.
Whoops.
Oh, no.
He died how he wanted to die, drinking old homebrew.
Old plum homebrew.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Perfect Pour?
We're driving.
Colorado oh, reps.
Coming back from Holidaily Brewing Company.
That was our new brewery for the weekend.
Yep, gluten-free beers.
Ugh.
And actually, good.
Oh,
Stacey.
Yes, sorry. I like their Fat Randy IPA.
Fat Randy?
Fat Randy. I mean, I like the
that
name.
That one was the winner out
I do
of
like
all
the
them.
Name.
Yep.
But the blonde was a blonde. It was good. But it was a blonde.
Ringing endorsement.
Yeah. Scotty's
honest.
I know my wife didn't know that Wee Heavy is actually really heavy. And
I like it. It just fucks me the fuck up.
Well, yeah. No, it's a big ass.
I like her.
That's
like
what
her.
You want.
It's an awesome Scotch Ale. I love Scotch Ale.
Nothing against Oscar Blues. Oscar Blues is a good drink.
Scotch Ale's a good
no pour.
Why is that not on the can?
Hashtag Wee Heavy fucks
Mama's
me the fuck up.
Mama's Little Yellow Pills is not, you know, but, I mean, you kind of get sick of that. Dale's Pale Ale. Okay, I get it. The Scotch one, yep. I like that Scotch Ale. It's a good one.
Good Night's pretty good, too.
Good Night is too rough for good me. Night.
But it
too rough?
Yep.
We just got to loosen
but they
up.
Make big beers. And they, you know, they earn their name. I can see
you gotta
why.
Have a couple beers before you have
Bullhurt,
it.
You
gotta Oscar have a couple Blue. Dale's Pales.
Sorry, Scotty
yeah.
B. We love you though, Scotty B. We didn't know you owned a trucking
yeah.
company.
Yeah, kudos for you for owning a trucking
so
company.
So we're gonna
that's
collaborate
awesome.
With you and AKO Joanne. We're gonna meet a treehouse with your truck, and we're gonna buy all the treehouses,
and we're gonna put it in your truck.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, your wow. 100 Scotty B.
All
truck,
the treehouses.
I'm gonna put it in your truck.
Everybody else's houses, so we can all have like,
in the perfect quorum.
Yeah, lifetime supply for everybody.
Yep.
Dang.
Yep.
Is that a good idea?
And that's how we
I think
all
that's
died.
That's a great idea.
I think Scotty would go for it. I don't know.
And tonight.
What do you think, Chief?
Tonight we're going racing.
Yep, we're going car to National Speedway. Watch some stock cars.
Yes.
And they got some Dale's Pale Ale, so I'll probably be drinking some of that.
Yeah, so we'll go down with a little bit of Oscar Blues. And they got fireworks, so fuck yeah, America.
America.
Blow it up.
We might give you guys a call from the fireworks show. Woo. Or from the stock car racing.
Oh my
probably
god.
It won't last very long because it'll probably be loud as fuck in there, but it'll still be fun.
And guys!
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 He's a good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys!
Thanks, yeah. Colorado reps.
They're Colin on it.
And Janine.
They're always on their game when they call.
I yeah. do like Colorado peeps.
Colorado, yeah. Yeah, New Belgium gal.
I haven't been to North Carolina, which is Carolina's where the other places.
Lots of the beer, too.
Whatever.
Huh? Whatever. Whatever.
Raleigh.
Whatever. Raleigh.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
I'm having a Raleigh.
I'm having a Raleigh, guys.
Hey, Perfect Pour, a.k.a. Joanne here.
Hi, wow. Joanne.
And I'm drinking.
Yeah.
Super
I finished
clarity.
Work a little bit ago, and I was drinking the last two beers that Colin and Janine sent me. And I think the last two were my favorite two, for sure. One of them was Confluence. By Weldworks. Oh my goodness, that was so good. And the one that I'm drinking now is Red Velvet Cake Blonde Stout. And it's pretty crazy. Like, right when you take a sip, you get the...
Blonde stouts are kind
of
wild.
You definitely mm-hmm. get the Red Velvet Cake, you get the vanilla, you get all of that. And then you take another sip and... You finish with, like, a lagery taste, but it's really good. And Confluence was pretty ridiculous. I really liked that one. So thanks, Colin, Janine. The other thing I wanted to say was, Mikey, I cannot believe that you didn't recognize the song from my last voicemail. That was One Last Kiss, Dear, from the Blade Runner soundtrack,
son
Mikey.
Of a
what's,
bitch.
What's going
Mikey.
On?
What son are you, of a bitch. What are you it was too far in the background. It was too far in the background. I couldn't
sure.
hear it. I totally know that song. I
immediately catch on to it, but I guess not.
Damn it.
But yeah, I was listening to the Blade Runner soundtrack while I was playing Xbox and leaving a voicemail, but...
I want to do that.
Pretty much.
Oh, she's a boxer.
I want to
so thank you,
play
Colin
the
Janine
Blade Runner
for these
soundtrack
awesome
and play video games.
Beers. And keep up the great work.
Aww.
Man, Mikey.
Man.
But moment of silence for Mikey
Damn
slipping.
It. I'm getting old. I want to do that, like play the Blade Runner soundtrack and play video games. That sounds so cool.
So Red Velvet Cake right. is made from like Red Beetles. I don't know if she knows that.
No, it's not.
It is.
No! Where do you get red? You just don't go to the store and go, I'll take some Red Beetles.
Look that shit up.
No,
it's history.
No. It's history.
They grind them up.
That's gross. No wonder I don't like it.
Sorry.
Her email she titled as Sheena Punk Rocker.
Is that the song title?
No.
Oh.
It was good.
Oh, Sheena, that's a, what is that?
I don't know.
Sheena's, it's an old punk rock song.
It's not a Blade Runner reference.
There's a Star Wars beer in front of you and you're not touching it.
What the, what now? The new beer opening right now.
It's Canadi Deep.
It's a Canadi Deep beer. Reno beer.
Because the K is
not pronounced. Beer, Sacramento beer.
Because one lawsuit
you
wasn't
deep
enough.
Oh, the Ramones. That's what it is. Ramones, Sheena punk rocker song.
Oh.
Ramones.
Sheena is a punk rocker.
From
is she talking about Blade Runner?
I think she's
the most recent
OG.
One?
No,
or OG.
OG Blade Runner.
Like fucking Origami.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the fucking day.
Yeah. Are you dear? Are you deep to? Are you deep to? Instead of are.
Are you R2, deep to, dear?
Are you deep to?
Michael, there's a lady
headache.
On the show.
I wouldn't say that. I don't know what's happening over there. Beep up, bloop, 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 bloop. That's on the can. It says beep up, bloop, bloop, bloop. This is the droid you are looking for.
I'll be honest. I don't like the packaging of this beer, but the beer's all right.
51 IBUs.
I mean, it's good.
Double IPA.
What's wrong with the packaging?
It's not going to offend him. It's going to be right there on that shelf.
Gray.
It's gray.
Oh, it's got my
general lack of color.
Aromas not of Meyer, Meyer lemon, grapefruit biscuit, malt that lead into a dry finish.
Biscuit.
Meyer it's lemon limited is time, completely so different.
It's like you had exclusive. Me a biscuit.
You had me a biscuit.
Let me try it. Let me try it.
There's not enough Meyer lemon in the world.
Is it a firm biscuit or a limp biscuit?
It is neither.
How much Durst is in this can?
Medium biscuit. I like it.
No, I think it's a good beer.
Yeah.
And it's filtered.
I think
there's still some B in my glass.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's D-Lang, your Central Florida rep, and
you'll
I'm
never
driving.
Be able to wash it out.
What's up, D-Lang?
Well, actually, I'm more like sitting in traffic, yeah. But I assume everybody else knows what
that's
like.
A safe time to call.
Are you in the 80 or the 101?
Here, but I find some two Henry's roasted jalapeno to send your way, so be on the lookout for Jalapeno. That.
Oh,
beyond that, Chew, I have to agree with you, buddy. The hazies, they all taste the same to me, too. Other
not
than
the dirty bee.
Something from like Treehouse or Trillium that's got that pomegranate and just is amazing. This really, they all kind of taste the same here. So
do other IPAs.
I'm with you on that. Beyond that, it's great talking to you guys. Hope everybody had a safe Independence Day and keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you, D-Lang.
It's all just
Central Florida rep.
Beer.
All beer from here.
I call him the Orlando rep on the reps page.
Oops.
PerfectReportPod.com/reps. But
maybe that's probably because what I had written down.
Well, I don't know. Is Orlando considered central? It seems like it's northeast, but.
What would Orlando Bloom say?
Ooh. I don't know. What would he say?
Jack Sparrow?
Jack Sparrow.
See, when I think of him, I think of him in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, no. The elf. The elfish guy.
Elfin ways.
Elfin ways.
He's got them elfin ways, bro. Golden hair. He's so dreamy.
There's been a gal who's come into Goldstein's a couple times with pointy elf ears, and it's weird.
And nobody's questioned it yet?
Oh, people question it.
There isn't any, like, there's
but
no.
But she acts like.
There's no occasion. She just.
This is real.
It. Yeah, like.
She's just doing
this is
it.
Real.
This and is she's doing. Always macking on people. She's like, hello. Seen my ears.
Oh, man.
Like, does it work?
They're like, I have, and that's why I'm not talking to you.
I have, and that's why I'm still over here.
It's real different, guys. I don't know.
It's real different.
We attract an interesting undercurrent of society.
Now,
what are you talking about? I go there.
What's the time frame?
Again.
What's the time frame she comes in?
It's pretty random at night. I mean,
not that I'm interested.
So, yeah, specifically, is it a Tuesday or a Wednesday?
It's post gloaming, but pre midnight.
Okay.
So the sun is down, but.
The moon has gone up, and long ago somebody left with the cup?
Yes.
But she's driving.
She's nifty.
And driving and hugging the turns.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some
thinking
people.
Thinking of someone for whom she still burns. But she's going the distance.
No, I think she's going for
speed. Is she going for speed?
Oh, but she's all alone.
All alone?
In a world in a time of need.
Yeah. She's racing.
And pacing.
And plotting the course.
Yeah, she's doing that for sure.
She gets a couple of folks on the hook, though. And that's always interesting to watch.
That's got to be. As a bartender, that has to be the most fun. That's like that SNL skit that. It's one of the skits they play like very late. Well, it'll be like where it'll be just two terrible people, just the ugliest people in the bar, and it's in the 1:58 a.m.
Yeah, we call that swamp donk hour.
Swamp donk hour.
Wow. So, or I do. I don't know. I don't say we. There's no like hashtag about it.
That's not an official Goldstein's term.
No, it is definitely not. Definitely not. Yeah, it's funny because. Just watching it, you know, the sociologist in me is
taking notes.
Deeply ingrained.
I got to pull out my notebook, and this is going to be good.
I'm like, the mating dance of this person is real interesting. That's all. That's all.
That's all.
Yeah.
Not judging it. It's you're just like, watch. This is interesting.
I'm like, all right, so that guy who I didn't peg as being into that is super into it.
Well.
And that's cool.
At 1 o'clock. Hey. That guy is into
and
anything.
Not even 1 o'clock, like 11.
A reasonable hour.
I think it's like, reasonable.
You're like, sir, you could wait at least an hour or two and still be here.
Totally.
Give it a shot. Give it more of a shot.
I mean,
come on.
Willie, that was a fire
morning, Janae.
Sure it was, Chew. You're running.
Charlie Holmes. Only I hear the turn signal. Here. That should scare the fuck out of me, Holmes.
So he's calling right now.
Guys, I'm about to get arrested. I gotta get a call off.
See, that's why you don't talk on the phone and
it
drive.
It was already ringing.
Good thing I'm a lowrider, Holmes, so I was going fucking slow, eh? Orale, check it out, eh? True, you be here. And I'm calling, Holmes. Just a quick thing, yes, sir. Just a, I don't know. Mike, Nick, and Matt. Hey, vatos.
Uh-huh.
You guys ever think about, like, having a, like a, like an epic, get it?
No, we don't think.
Like, once a year? Like a GABF, but not at GABF? Like just Fresno, like a Fresno.
Yes, but then we but then we realize it will be Rad Stacy and Bells, and we'll be like, we can just do that in our garage. Perfect. Four
reps. It's the great Fresno Beer Fest.
Think about it.
Yes.
GFBF.
Maybe when
that sounds so much better.
Reopens. Maybe we could make a call out, throw like a bat signal, a independent craft beer signal up in the air. And maybe
or
get
great
the
Fresno beer, get
as
it.
Many reps
the great
to
Fresno
show
beer,
up in listeners'
it.
Homes, and we can have like an epic get it.
BG.
That would be amazing, homes. They can slap hands with each other, give some hugs, buy each other some beers, and you know, I don't know, homes. That would be pretty fit, man. That's it. Like a pilgrimage, eh? Like a craft beer, perfect port.
You have to be barefoot.
Pilgrimage. Fresno, homes.
Don't die follow of dysentery.
Follow the North Star.
That's pretty dope, eh?
And straight like, on till morning.
Follow like the shiniest star. You'll get here.
To Steve a beer and hoppy libations and her hoppy hubby or however she calls him. And then I can slap hands with Matt from Tacoma, but he's in Seattle, you know. And
no,
then I could also
Tacoma.
Like
oh
buy a beer for fucking Ed and Wales and shit. And fucking, you know what I'm talking about, Holmes. Think about it, eh? Let's think about a date. A perfect date. Like a 3-day weekend date. Not a 3-day weekend date.
September 3rd, Labor Day.
Labor Day. Nice Saturday, Holmes. Like when the weather is perfect in Fresno. And I don't know, Holmes. I'm just fucking thinking, I need a beer. I'm heading home from work.
Heading
and
home.
I'm gonna pop open a beer and dedicate it to the perfect pour
Louis.
And all my reps.
I love
every single one of you, Holmes. This is True Your Beer, and it's England and Croatia, Holmes, at the FIFA.
Oh,
so
good.
What will you be drinking on Sunday watching the game, Holmes? Me? I'll probably be drinking some fucking hazy IPAs because I gotta get rid of them.
Cool.
They're my fucking
wait,
friends.
France lost?
Is the best
like
buy
them
on
anymore.
That shit.
But I'm going to drink them, Holmes, because I'm a trooper, and I paid for them.
Okay.
Chew your beer, and I'm out, Holmes. Peace out, eh?
Peace out.
So is that a thing? So is the hazy craze going? That's why I have to come on this show, because I have to understand
going.
The hump.
It's not going to end. It's just going
to understand the hump. They have their own category this
year. I mean,
because so.
I don't want to buy too many, and then all of a sudden next week people are like, oh, that shit, whatever,
no,
hazy.
It's not
nobody's
end.
Drinking that anymore.
It's not going to end. I mean, it's
is
not
it like
be,
the Pinot Noir
it's
of
not
going to
be as on
around?
Fire as it is now, but I think it's not going to ever go away now. It's
what's your
permanent.
Rosé status at the bar?
You got any rosé beers?
I did have a rosé cider on for a hot minute. Oh, and I would say that this is rosé, the milkshake
yes,
IPA that
yes,
I just made.
Milkshake.
It was pretty rosy.
Very rosé.
I call it the rosé milkshake IPA.
Where's all my Tour de France peeps at? Screw the soccer.
Ooh. Yeah, Tour de France is going
who's
on.
Playing that
nobody's
at the
talking about Tour
bunch
de France.
Bunch of skinny white Spoke guys easy. Riding bikes.
That's right.
Spokeasy better have it on.
They're all ethnic. They're from Romania and... places that speak
fog,
like a
foggy
Boris.
Spots.
Foggy spots.
To what you was talking about, like the couple times we're like, hey, we're going to be in a public place, show up, and like three people show up. So, excuse me, I get very bitter after those, and like for a week, I'm like huddled in a corner of the house, going, nobody cares about us. So I'm very broken about doing a public like everybody come for the perfect pour. I think I'm probably never going to do that. I for me.
Can I ask how well you advertised it?
Not very well.
I mean, just to play the devil's advocate.
But
I mean.
Like,
don't
I,
ask reasonable questions.
I put one post on Instagram. That should be enough, right?
No.
What?
Yeah, it was at least 3 or 4 hours ahead of time. Yeah,
like 4 hours ahead of time. I put it on Instagram. Guys are going to be here.
I'm 6 hours away. Nobody likes us. All right. I'm going to say we should leave the options open, but with a little bit more pre-planning.
Right. But I think I belong to this thing. Sure.
I'll go.
You're on the porn. I think that when Zach's Brewing opens up, that's my thought.
That'll be our headquarters.
Yeah, that'll be like everybody show up. But I'm not sure if like the opening weekend should be the best, like the second opening weekend.
No, yeah, I don't think you should overwhelm them. Like, yeah, you don't want to do it.
I don't think we want to like throw all the Perfect Pour listeners onto their opening weekend. Because
personally,
as well.
I would be pissed at you if I was Zach.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'd be like, dude,
we need to help him out. Help him on a weekend that's going to be a down weekend.
No. I think you mean a Tuesday.
Like Christmas.
No. You don't think so, Matt? What do you think? As somebody that runs a beer garden.
There's too many times where they've come to me and they're like, oh, you can't come to our thing. Or they're like, oh, what are you didn't stop and talk to us. And so now I'm going to be sitting at the bar going, how come you guys aren't standing here talking to me?
Oh, I'm gonna
go throw a barbecue right now. You guys want to go? Oh, you can't make it.
I'm the most important person here. Why haven't you stopped?
That's what it's like.
Should we ask people in the Perfect Pour then? Like, what would be a good day for everybody? Like, do you guys have jobs? Do you just listen to this all day? What do you do?
10:15 on Wednesday.
Are you? Do you have Sundays and Mondays off like I do?
I have Sundays and Tuesdays.
I have Saturdays and Sundays.
That's weird. Why don't you have two days off together? How do you even get a break?
Because the company I work for does not. It starts on Monday, so there's a lot of people that start on Monday. So I go there to keep informed.
To whip them into shape.
It's a Sunday
to
Tuesday.
To mangle them.
Having 2 days off is
General
a miracle,
Mangler.
So.
That's my title. If we do anything, it's going to be related to Zach's Brewing being open. So there you go, Chew.
Give him hell.
So you have a 2 week time frame to just show up and just say you had to get it, even if nobody else is
there. Well, yeah, if Zach's going to be there. Steven's going to be there. So that's a get it. If you're listening to the Perfect Pour, you show up.
We can just have pictures of the reps hanging up.
Yep.
Like, hey, you were here.
They don't have room for that.
Do we have a
Polaroid wall?
Do we have a tap room update? Zach's tap room update?
Well, you could do a thing too where you just have everyone send their photo in on a stick and then you can like take pictures with everybody who was there.
Yeah. Nice.
And then you don't have to actually be
there. That's right.
That's a good use of the Patreon money.
Yes.
Pictures of the reps and put them on a stick.
And I don't have an update on the tap room.
Why not? That's why we invited you.
Stacey.
I have a hard enough time following my own shit. I can't follow other people's shit.
I did what yesterday? Holy crap.
Somebody I have to look at my Facebook feed to see like where the fuck I was.
Where did I go yesterday?
Oh, right. I was at Goldstein's.
You just need the t-shirt. The t-shirt that says, let me stop what I'm doing and help you with your problem.
That is a great shirt. Yeah. I need that. Mm-hmm.
So the drinking closet is framed.
Oh,
yeah.
What is that?
Is that the
private cold box?
Drinking closet?
Is it different from the kissing closet?
Yes. You kiss your beer, I guess, if you want to. But
15 minutes in the closet with your beer.
Go.
It takes you 15 minutes.
Oh my god! It's a real big beer. Real big.
Wow. Yeah. Oh yeah. Takes that's what time. She said. In a magnum is what you're saying.
That's how grandpa died.
when I drove by this morning, it almost looked like the door was open, so I just kind of creeped
the door
by.
Was open,
but looked like the cold box was being set up.
Was the door ajar?
I feel like Chew sent them.
Yeah, Chew sent the cops on us.
The cops are coming to see.
Oh, how did he time that?
I don't know.
So yeah, they framed a hole for the cold box and they put the cold box in the hole.
They put it in the hole.
Put it in the hole.
Did they have to lube it up first, or did it fit right in?
It was
just gently.
It was precise, precision fit.
Everyone, breathe out.
Is he Is there too much construction going on, or can he brew there yet?
He cannot brew there yet because the fermenters are not stood up yet.
Fuck.
They are going in next.
Stand them up!
All you need is some fucking, like, buckets from Home Depot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's all I see is home brewing pictures on Instagram and a lot of buckets.
How do you think they did it 2,500 years ago in Samaria?
Three buckets you get from Orchard Supply.
He's got 6 clawfoot tubs coming for fermenters next week.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Open fermentation, just sitting there.
Cool ships.
Open, yeah, cool ships. Cool ships.
Yeah. He's going to steal some 20s. Of Tioga's terroir from there. He's going to be like, ooh.
So the Waldorf Astoria is remodeling in New York.
Like, come over here, yeast.
Come over here.
I got great fermenters.
But directly above that is a bug zapper to keep the bugs out of the yeast.
No, that's what helps.
Oh, falling in?
The whole thing go
Let
down,
the dead
though.
Bugs drop in right in.
Yeah, I mean, some of the first sour beer or meads were discovered by, you know, a bee floating into some fruit juice.
There you go.
Come on, guys.
Oh, wow.
Let that shit be wild.
That's right. Rad Stacy is a certified beekeeper.
Come on, Zach's. Oh, my bees were fucking freaking out today because there were ants trying to get their shit.
Ants and bees?
I came in with some diatomaceous earth like a good mom.
That stops the ants?
Yeah.
That was not a joke, folks.
I really have that on hand,
and I have ant problems.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
Pour that shit on there.
They just cross it. Don't get
the DE wet, though. You just want it to, it like basically just suffocates the ants.
Unless you wanted to filter your beer.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great beer filter.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, DE is a great wine, beer, and pool filter. So, whatever you're trying to filter.
I just knew it did pool stuff. I didn't know.
Thank you for saying filtered beer. I'll bring something else up.
If you want an undirty IPA, use some DE. Yeah, diatomaceous earth makes it not vegan.
Technically.
Because
they're diatoms. They're already fossilized.
Doesn't matter. It was still an animal.
It's already fossilized, so technically
DE
it's vegan.
And your freaking icing glass can go fuck itself.
Whoa!
It's not vegan.
What I'm trying to say is put some DE in your beer and your pool filter, and you got a clear IPA.
Oh, cool.
This dirty bee isn't vegan either.
I can drink DE and I'll be okay. I won't die.
Don't drink DE. Oh,
don't drink DE.
Why not?
It's not. No, don't.
Okay. Looks fine to me. Looks like flour to me.
I need protein.
I need the proteins.
Wouldn't it be the perfect portrait you'd be here? I'm pulled over. I'm actually at my canton, my casa, my home, my house.
Canton.
I think he got pulled
thing,
over.
Just a quick thing, essay. If you guys throw an epic, get it?
That was the cops after all.
Guess what I'll do?
Oh, shit.
I'll buy everybody that shows up a pint of chocotazo. That's right, homes. I said it.
But Zach's got to make it.
I'll buy every single listener.
Do you know how much that is?
And do you know how much that would be?
A pint of chocotazo at Zach's brewery. Make it happen, Holmes. I want to see how much money that's going to cost me.
He's obsessed.
You better work some overtime, Chew. Chew, go work some overtime.
I got pulled over.
You just stepped into it. The Zachs are going to be like, oh, we just got to get Chew Your Beer in here and we're going to make our money back. All these months we haven't been able to open. We just need Chew to come in. We'll get it all back.
Ask him to prepay for it.
Yeah, prepay.
Come on, Chew.
Come on, Chew.
If you're in, if you mean it.
Yeah, it'll be like the at Spokeasy, the board where people prepay a beer. There was, Matt, do you remember this? There was our Seattle folks that came through Fresno and they left a drink on the board and like with a name. Have you ever looked at the board at Spokeasy?
So it's the perfect pour, Nick, Mikey, Matt.
Did you have it? Did you use it? Turn it in?
No.
Did you
cash it? There's $18 up there for us.
Oh, why aren't you cashing it in?
I tried to use my baby daddy's one on there and they wouldn't let me.
Yo, but
fucked
wait.
Up shit right there.
Wow.
I haven't seen him in a while.
He owes me.
I was like, listen.
So we have $18. I know used to come into town. We have an $18 credit at Spokeasy, and you're not using it.
It's been there for a couple of months, and it dawned on me the other day when I was there. I was like, oh, I should, you know, buy a couple of show beers with that. Haven't gotten around to it. I'm usually not headed directly home after Spokeasy. Usually I'm getting ready to stagger over to Goldstein's.
You don't want to carry with you beer. But I don't need, I'm not even saying to bring it to us. I'm just saying for you to use it yourself.
Well, see, my problem is I never carry cash on me. And so
they're perfect.
Oh, but then you want a tip.
I want a tip. Yeah. And you can't tip with credit. So
you have to be like, can you run this for a tip? Some fees are going to come out of it, and that's fucked for you, but that's fine.
Gotcha.
Bring cash for tips, guys.
Cash tips.
The Golds girls really like it.
Because it's off.
Send them cash tips.
It's under the table.
Pocket transactions.
I mean, that's up to them if it's under the table. Well, okay. Just saying.
It's up to them. But what it probably they do is
under the table.
Do your own taxes.
Do your taxes.
I do my own taxes.
You're an adult. Do your own taxes.
Yeah. Louis.
Ugh, he's so shaky.
Poor Louis.
He's so itchy.
We're waiting for
Get him some Benadryl.
Hey, guys.
I do. He has Benadryl.
Your CT rep, the Sky 91, checking in. And I did survive my Vermont camping trip. It's been a week or two since I called in. But,
yeah, that was a deep trip, awesome too.
Camping sound effects in the background.
Vermont cheese.
But yeah, we survived, and I personally hit up 9 new breweries or cideries in Vermont.
Dang.
Highlights real quickly. Burlington Beer Company.
Jeez, that's a lot.
Awesome 90? Triple IPA. They had a blueberry beer, a strawberry beer. 19. Both 19? Of those were really, really good. I brought cans home.
19. I heard 90 as well.
Goodwater Brewery was another solid brewery up there. Both of those two were in Williston, Vermont. And then we hit Woodchuck Cidery towards the end of our trip. And awesome. I mean, they're pretty famous, at least around here. And
great
ciders on tap. Cool self-guided tour. We brought a bunch of beer and cider back from Vermont, so we're still pretty stocked up. And also to answer another question you guys had, how I keep track of my breweries, I do it via Google spreadsheets. I have a list of all the breweries I've been to, the ones I want to go to, the ones my friends have been to. I keep track of.
Currently,
I'm up to 152 breweries. I guess I'm slacking a little bit, according to a few Perfect Pour viewers. So I need to catch myself up. Oh,
come on.
Which, this is my plan this weekend. Hit a couple new ones. But yeah, I have my Google spreadsheets. I also have Google Maps. I have a map with all my breweries mapped out from across the country and Canada.
It's
extremely nerdy, but it's really cool. If you have time to ever make one for yourself, it's extremely useful if you love to check out new breweries. As always, guys, keep up the good work.
Please deposit 5 cents for the next 2 minutes so your call will be terminated. This is a recording.
He was not calling from a payphone.
Mikey just giggled in his shorts a little bit right there.
That was so
great.
He
did not call from a payphone. He just put that in there. Come on.
I'm just going to say that I want breweries to check up on me. I don't want to check up on
them. Hey, what are you doing, Rad Stacy?
What's your Rad Stacy status?
Rad Stacy status? Are you okay?
I'm fine. I drink a lot of Cali Squeeze.
Oh, good. So you're rad.
Super rad.
I'm on my third Cali Squeeze, guys. Woo!
But you drink Cali Squeeze at Motav. You don't.
Give me another Cali Squeeze.
I don't. I never have. I've never actually had a whole Cali Squeeze. To be honest.
Wow. But I do. I sure do sell the shit out of it.
I never squeezed the whole Cali, guys.
Lots of Ranger cans. Talks
the talk, but does not walk the walk.
Please tell me the next time, which I apparently will be tomorrow, somebody orders a Cali Squeeze, you will like snicker to yourself a little bit.
I always do.
She doesn't need us, Mike. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Cali Squeeze.
I do a little dance every time I pour it. Dude. I'm like, oh, she wants to
money,
squeeze.
Money. Squeeze.
I'm like, hold on, let me
do you
ring
the, where's
it.
The bell? Do you ring the bell?
Ding, ding. No, I only ring the bell at last call.
Does that horn still work? I watched a Joshua T.
The horn does not work.
Wrote an article today, and they used like an old video from when Goldstein's opened.
No, did they?
In the article. And he was talking about how they have a horn for last call. I was like, I'm pretty sure I've been there for last call.
Now I have to mimic a horn on the anniversary. I mean, I can. Yeah, I don't know. I'll work on it.
You have horn skills.
I'm going to work on it.
Okay.
I'll work on it.
You could be at classic Fresno dive bar Stardust, where the fish used to own, and he would, at 1:58, he'd be like, suck him up!
Wow. I like that, actually.
Suck them up.
I know, I just have a bell now, and then I play Boys to Men, It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday.
Oh,
as my last call song. That's your last call. Slow it down.
You're not closing time. It's You're not so using closing time.
Yes.
The song made for last call, closing time. You don't use that one?
No. I like the real slow stuff.
All right.
To Yesterday.
That's cute.
So now, So what is the epic closing time?
Epic closing time song. Everyone chime in with that for next week.
Call us with your records.
Hey, guys. I'm driving. It's the Grand Poobah. Florida Steve. What's going on, guys?
What's going on, Steve? Oh, man. How are you doing, man?
Pretty good, 4th of July.
Good.
Let's see.
Good. What else, man? How's work doing? How you doing with work?
To put up with my in-laws who were coming over in the afternoon of the 4th of July. So I drove over to Deuce House.
I wouldn't mind my in-laws hungover. That'd be good. I want to be quiet. That might be mellow. Like, could you be more hungover?
And relations manager of the brewery, he was off that day. He was actually having a beer. And he pointed out a new 4-pack that they got. They are producing a beer for a hotel in South Beach. And the beer is called One Hotel Pale Ale. And let me tell you, it is a classic, wonderfully done pale ale. Nice and crisp. Some citrus notes. A little bit of floral. Doesn't list what hops are in it. The next time I go to Deuce South, I will have to ask Doug what hops they put in it, but a wonderfully great,
Doug will never tell you.
Done beer.
Hoppy hops.
Doug is so obvious. Doug is notorious for not telling.
And they are also canning it in 16-ounce cans in 4-packs. And they also had another beer that they were filling up with crawlers.
Jeez, man.
They've only released it only a few times this year. It's called MF Boom. It's a mosaic oak-aged IPA. I haven't cracked open the crawler yet, but I plan to, and I plan to do it on the UCBF, so that's coming soon. But I just got done leaving Copper Point Brewing, which is only one street over from Deuce South, and
never heard of it.
One of their new canned beers. Copper Point is now canning beers.
Holy shit.
I'm so excited. They have 16-ounce
just can't hide
four packs of All-American IPA. Wonderfully done, classic New England IPA. It's awesome.
Classic.
But I also picked up a t-shirt, too, from the 4th of July.
Straight out of 2015.
Guys, keep up the great work. Bye.
Keep up the great work. The Grand Poobah, Florida reps.
But you know you gotta work.
No, Rad Stacey. I will not listen to that.
twerk.
Damn it.
Wow. You've angered Mikey.
I'm angry.
Good, finally. finally get a rise out of that guy. He's so even keel.
He's too even keel for me. I'll never drink an even keel again.
I like that.
I used to love even keel. You don't like your. I miss it.
Yeah, you know you can drink it.
No, you can't. Right. No, you can't. Right,
well, I know you do it in private.
Untapped dark. Black untapped.
Suitcase of dark tacos weather. From Taco Bell and an even keel. Okay.
Sounds really good, actually. What is happening here?
Somebody's underwater.
Calling from an aquarium.
Yes. I'm calling from the Fresno Aquarium. It doesn't exist yet, but it's calling from
it's the aquarium in Ito, yeah.
All right.
Oh my God. Is that Scotty B? It sounds Scotty B-ish.
No, is he okay?
Oh, it is. I think it's Scotty B. He's in probably in the hospital.
He's signaling
Valley,
to
he's
us.
He's at Valley Children's emergency room. Valley Children's. He didn't know where else to go.
Valley Children's will be open, Chief.
God, I'm a
Scotty
child.
B, it's 2 in the morning.
Well, try Valley Children's.
He's not okay. We got to do a check.
Uh-oh. Somebody's talking to him.
He butt dialed us from Valley Children's.
Oh, yep. It's the doctor.
It's the doctor, sir.
I'm sorry,
sir. You've had way too many hazy beers, sir.
But I love them, Chief.
It's not gonna make it.
No Skittles beer. It'll work.
Nobody's gonna buy it.
We can't save this homebrew. I'm sorry.
There's an old Berliner Weiss showing up in this CT scan.
Oh, I remember that one. That was a good
That's
beer.
What those are for.
It's a glowing bright orange.
The yeast is very active right now. We need to tame it before it gets a hold of you.
Oh my God. We have to cool you way down.
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
You are not just cold transferred here. So.
Oh, I just want to see if Scotty B talks about us.
Oh my God, what's happening?
He's really making the girl with him happy, though.
Let's get it on.
There's only 30 more seconds, guys, so I just want to see.
Worst voicemail ever.
No, it's the best.
We're going to hear, help!
I need somebody.
Chief, you got any
Not
help?
Not just anybody.
I'm going to die here, Chief. Ooh. And those were the last words ever uttered by Scotty B.
You know, we're going to feel real weird.
And then he's
going to
go,
really
he's going to go, keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Bye. And that was it. Scotty B, butt dial. Classic Scotty B, butt dial.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn it.
I still feel like we need to check in on him.
No, I think he was having a good time.
He's fine.
This final voicemail.
He was at the height.
Hey, guys.
Whoa, sorry.
It's Paul.
Wow.
Today is
Hi, Paul from
July
Fairfax.
11th.
Is it?
7-Eleven.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Today on 7-Eleven at 7-Eleven p.m.
Yes.
I'm going to go to 7-Eleven.
Yep. And get a Slurpee.
And buy my 8:05.
Oh. Slurpee day's already over.
On 8:05
day.
He's going to spike the Slurpee
that,
machine.
Is that a thing? 8:05
day? 7-Eleven.
That's all he's making.
7-Eleven on 7-Eleven.
What about 411?
That's all I got for now. Cheers. Keep up the good work.
Hey, thanks. Thanks.
Ooh, so can you get a beer Slurpee on 7-Eleven?
Yeah, after you buy the beer and the Slurpee and then go in your car. And
yeah, you can make your own beer Slurpee.
Yeah.
Just get the Slurp. Don't get the flavoring.
That's right.
I'm more a fan of the Slurpee with vodka, personally.
Mm. But
wow.
Well, you're practical. So.
I roll real hard, guys.
So, guys, remember, Paul has started this.
Nice plastic bottle of pop-off, or what are you doing here?
Tito's. I'm a classy bitch.
8:05 day. 8:05 day.
That's
August
right.
5th.
August 5th at 8:05.
8:05 a.m. and 8:05 p.m. Get ready to drink. All across the world, Perfect Pour listeners will be drinking 8:05
day.
And 8:05 day.
Can I ask why exactly?
Because it's fun.
We were challenged. We must abide
challenged
by the
by
rules.
Who?
It doesn't matter.
Like Star Wars people?
Damn Star Wars people! Let's challenge them to an 8:05
who
day.
Who did bring that up? I don't remember.
We have May the 4th. Let's challenge
Paul.
Them to 8:05.
It's Paul.
Was Paul. It Paul?
Yeah.
August the 5th?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, 8:05 does pollute without offending.
8:05 day.
So.
Remember that, guys. I'm
going
to make a page
just a whisper?
Up
What's going
for
on
the perfect
here?
Pour. Maybe. Okay. I'll just do it 8:05. I can, because perfectpourpod.com/8:05. That's where I'll put the info.
I think
it may not be there when you're
is
looking
it
right
slash
now.
Slash dash underscore?
Slash.
Okay. Just making sure.
8:05.
I like to.
I'm gonna write that down so I remember.
Yeah,
I need.
I'm sure you're
gonna write it down.
Yeah, because you're gonna participate in this, right?
You're gonna be all 8:05.
You never know.
Somebody's
Sometimes
gonna be at Goldstein's
hair.
On the 5th of August at 8:05 p.m.
Will Goldstein's be open?
Order. If they show up at 8:05 a.m., they're going to be sorely disappointed.
Do you have 8:05 on tap?
You're not
right
going to open special for
we
us?
We have cans always.
Always and, have 8:05 on cans.
Draft sometimes.
Can we get the stove pipes?
Can you get what? Stove pipes?
The 19.2
yes, yeah,
ounces.
The big guys. Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
The big guys.
Because if not, are you going to be like, I'm not paying for this. I can't just do 12 ounces of 8:05.
Just give me a slow brew.
No way.
Just give me some squeeze.
Just give me some squeeze.
I just need that squeeze. I need the squeeze.
Fine. Fine, I'll squeeze it.
I mean, we can mix it. Squeeze 05.
Squeeze 05. We get a squeeze 05 up in here.
Squeeze my bees.
How does 8:05 do in the bar?
Really great.
Really great. Just makes the money.
Is number Listen. Three.
Brings it in.
We
huh?
are non-judgmental.
It's so popular.
With your
apparently you are. Fuji face.
No.
Fuji face.
Somebody was judging us for our Fuji face. We're not judging them for not liking Fuji face.
But
8:05 is so popular that Matt gets
no,
and his
it's
beer
like resting
garden
bitch
gets
face.
Ordered.
We can't help it.
Sorry, we have no Firestone.
We have all kinds
Welcome
of
Welcome to Goldstein's. We always look like this.
Sorry, it's too hot to looking not have Fuji. Looking
out for beers. Looking oh, out for, no. Looking out for beers. Looking out
for beers. Matt, what beers are you looking out for right now?
I'm still looking out for Honey, I Shrunk the Haze. So,
damn, that's a good name.
Damn,
who makes
hazies.
That?
Is there actually honey in it?
I believe it is Alvarado.
Alvarado, of course it is. They make
I'll
the
pull
good
it
name
up real quick.
What's the tap list like right now? Stacey, you got any Alvarado there? At
I
the
don't
gold
have
scenes?
Any Alvarado right now.
Ooh, you got to travel and pick up the kegs.
Yeah,
for
I'm
that
not really
kind of
into
thing.
That.
Oh, I'm not so, really into traveling.
Really
New
into
World Ales.
I stopped doing that. I don't travel.
New World Ales makes
that's,
sense.
That's who it is.
New World.
Okay. Craft Beer Kings had it, so it's, yeah. It's in L.A. Or the beer, anyways.
Okay.
The City of Angels.
Craft Beer Kings, you can order that then. They'll send it to you, right? That's what those
oh, are.
Too much. It's so hot. I don't want to deal with it.
I can't
right
deal
now.
With that. That's all you're,
trying to you're
looking
that,
out for?
That's it.
It's all real right. crazy. There's a bunch of distributors that bring me beer, so uh-huh. I don't really
you don't
feel like
go travel?
Driving for it.
There's
it
like
seems
a, there's
wasteful
a, there's
to
a
the
Pinedale
earth.
Bar that's blowing up with the Alvarado Street right now.
Pinedale?
Yep. Pinedale Craft Bar Beer Bar.
Oh.
It's got all the kids, all the Alvarado Street
yeah.
kids there.
Sounds cool.
All right. Nick, what are you looking
Don't
out
you
for?
Bait me.
I'm not. I tried. I gave it a little shot. I threw a pole in the water, see what would happen.
Dang.
Nothing happened.
I so
swam away like a good
swam
siren.
Away. You're like,
swam
no
away. She just swam away. Thank goodness for Bottle Logic. They're keeping the stout game strong.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
So stout.
None of this hazy bullshit.
Ooh.
That all you. Haze craze.
Haze kids. Damn, kids. Hazy kids.
Hey! Camping on my lawn. Those hazy kids that are again. Camping in the restaurants, not giving up the table, making 45-minute
hey,
waits.
You hazy kids, I'm waiting for a table here. Get out of there.
Get out of
Get
my
Get out of
seat.
My Eureka Burger table.
But we want another round of hazy.
No!
No, they finished their hazy. There's a quarter of the glass left because they won't drink it because it's hot
I only
now.
Got 15
well, it's
more
not
minutes
that it's hot.
Happy
it's
hour.
That there's spit on the bottom.
Yeah, spit and hot. And then they're sitting
Damn
there.
It, would you get up? It's I only like, got 15 more minutes for happy hour.
Dude, she's not going to go home with you. Just give it up. You're not impressing her with your hazy beers.
I mean,
I've
like
had this
beers.
One before, but you could try it here.
You could show her all your badges that
it's
you
It's kind
want.
Of mango-y.
It's like got a little mango. Bit. It's kind of aqueous. It's pretty aqueous.
Oh, aqueous. That's great.
That's the ultimate.
That's a really.
The ultimate pretentious beer note is aqueous. Nothing beats aqueous.
Are we talking aqueous in verb form?
Every
like,
form.
Is it moving?
Yes. Dude, this beer is getting
know.
So aqueous right now.
It's aqueating my mind. And my palate.
And my palate. Just in case you were unsure of my palate situation.
Oh, my God.
My palate is rather moist at
it
the
It changes
moment.
While I talk to you. Because, you know, air is coming in and oxidizing the aqueousness.
Oxidizing palate.
Shit, man.
Damn it. I forgot about the oxidization.
Oxidization.
All right. So they're doing the lost colon. No, sorry, what? Colony.
Who is? Wait, yeah, refresh my
colon.
Mind.
I lost my colon. Can you help?
Name it.
A little help.
Here's a picture.
Excuse me. Let me know if you've seen it. I drew you a picture. It's cheeky monkeys.
Reward, no questions asked.
Barrel aged imperial porter.
Porter.
Brewed with pecans. What's it say? Walnuts. Aged in rum and bourbon barrels. Mm. Madagascar vanilla. Cacao nibs, toasted.
Cacao!
And more toasted pecans.
Who was that? By who?
Bottle Logic.
All right, Bottle Logic. Thank you. I forgot. What Dude, else? Any more?
That's it. That's all. Mm.
Rad Stacy, do you have a beer you would look out for? You're like, I wish I could get this in the bar.
Like, how about this year's La Folie in the Cork and Cage
bottle? Yeah, I am actually getting some of that. I know a guy.
You know a guy.
Yeah.
You're like, you're welcome for this job. You will bring me whatever I ask.
We are getting some of that. It's going to be pretty exciting. I do have this year's, or actually a version of this year's Oscar Fooder 45 too, that's going to go on for the anniversary, which is pretty special. So,
ooh,
and that's
anniversary, you know, party. Well, are you guys having like a party Saturday?
Yes, on Saturday. So tomorrow,
very good.
Starting at noon, all day, we're going to have fire breathers, and we're going to have aerial
fire
artists.
Breathers all day.
At night. Fire breathers at night.
All day at night.
Band start at 7. Band start at 7. We're going to have belly dancers at 6. Aerial artists at 7. It's going to be really awesome. So lots of beer specials.
What time do you open?
Noon.
What are you going to drink all this beer out of?
Glassware that I had specially made. So we have goblets, actually, that have the Goldstein's logo on them in gold. And if you buy that for... They come in special bags, as you can hear, that have instructions on them. Don't give the bag to babies and hand wash the glass. It's very important.
Oh, yeah. That's good bottle sound.
It's so clean.
That's good glass.
But if you buy the glass for $10, you get $5 refills all day.
Whoa.
On 16-ounce pours.
Yeah. Whoa.
What about on PBR?
That'll only be $3.50.
Oh.
Because
it's already $3.50.
You're like, oh, that's $5 only $5 today.
Oh my God, it's only $5. It's only $1.50 more. So PBR and Duff will still be $3.50.
Darn it.
Other 16-ounce pours for you craft beer lovers will be $5.
Yeah. How are the double ciders doing? How are they doing?
They're great.
Let's get an update on those double ciders.
Yeah. Also,
how are those urinals doing?
They actually have a company coming in and steam cleaning.
Smart. So. Steam cleaning. Oh man.
So it's real clean.
They had to go industrial.
Yeah. They even cleaned the vents and like the friggin' the, what do they call that? The fart fan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fart technical fart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very technical. Insider. Yeah. Indie term.
Yeah.
Insider term.
You will find our bathrooms to be just as high quality craft as our beer.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Was that
or
indie,
vice versa?
Any people you brought in to clean that? It wasn't like some cleaners.
It was a local person. Right, yeah.
Indie. So, good.
Yeah. Super indie. Indie cleaners.
Indie cleaners.
I'm all into the indie.
Do you have a white whale for yourself that you've never had? You have a Cantillon? Have you had Cantillon?
I've had lots of Cantillon. I've been to Cantillon.
Whoa.
I mean,
okay.
And they were
shut down.
Very not friendly. Actually, when I was there, I love the beer. I'm trying not to judge the whole thing by the lack of class at Cantillon. But the beer was good. They accused me of being an American that wanted things that I couldn't have. And I was like, maybe we're just having a communication breakdown, or maybe you're an asshole. I'm not sure. Probably
one
of
those
asshole.
One of those things.
I'd like a beer.
There was a sign that had the beer, and I was like, hey, can I try that, like, in my best non-Belgian like, my best American accent that I could do. And he's like, we don't have that on draft. You Americans want everything. And I'm like, okay, just pour me fucking something. Because yeah. I literally walked like 2 miles to come to this thing. So yeah, it's fine. It's cool. But yes, I've had Canteon. Now that you know my little backstory.
Good. You've had it from the source.
I've also been to Westmalle.
Where is that?
It's also in Belgium.
Oh.
It's a Trappist brewery.
Oh, it's Trappist. Yeah, monks. Lots of monks.
One of the
around.
Seven or eight. I don't know. Yeah, they didn't talk much.
Bro.
I was like, hey, bro, tell me about this beer.
Bro.
They just kept on
hops,
praying.
Bro.
Here's an 805. You're welcome.
Sorry, but they're like, this is beer. Spoke for the first time.
Where's your fooders? Yeah. Hey, you got any fooders? Where's your fooders?
Where do you hide your fooders?
Hey, where the fooders? Hey, where you guys got the fooders? Hey.
I just want to see the staves.
Come on. You guys cold transfer? You cold transfer? Hey.
They room temperature transfer.
Ooh.
But their room temperature is lower than ours.
Wow.
Especially today.
Does that make it cold transfer?
I mean, cool transfer.
Cool transfer.
Cooler
cool
transfer.
Cooler. Reasonably lower
cooler
temperature.
Than temperature. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have too many things out there that I've just been like, wow, I really want to have that.
Man,
I like to live in the moment and not pine for things I can't have.
All right,
so all right. I just don't go there too much, but.
That sounds like my teenage years.
Yeah.
I can't have anything, so why pine for them?
Yeah, why wish for things you can't have?
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go back to my Atari 2600.
Yes.
And
it was just that Cali Squeeze I wanted, and now I've had it.
Cali Squeeze. I got my Cali Squeeze.
That's all good.
Did you guys know
that's the real reason.
Woot Stout is out now?
Oh, yeah.
You looking out for that Woot Stout?
Nah.
That was on 3B Zine. They were raving about it.
Wow.
This new Woot Stout.
Yeah. Is it hazy?
Woot.
Well, isn't all stouts hazy?
No.
Well, you can't see through it, right? Isn't
right.
that like
that
the definition?
Is not the classification.
No?
That's classification. No. Boom. Hazy.
No.
All stouts are hazy beer.
Oh, no.
Do you filter stouts?
Yes.
Oh, never mind then.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Like this ain't when nobody gives tips on like brewing stouts. It's all everyone talks about.
They practically
lagers.
Brew themselves.
Yeah, apparently, because everyone always talks about lagers, IPAs, pails, all these brewing tips. Nobody ever says like, oh man, the stout was in the fermenter too long, or like, this stout is green. Ooh,
yeah.
Nobody ever
not
says
enough
that.
Carb. Yeah. Should have let it sit a little longer.
Yeah. No one ever like geeks out about like stout notes. Stout. Everyone's just like, yeah, this is stout.
I think stout is just a really respected category. That even if somebody doesn't like it, they don't know exactly what to say.
It's like
about
the grand wizard up there.
Don't fuck with stouts.
You're just like,
or if you have a stout and you don't like it, but some other people around you do like it, you're like, well, maybe I'm just not macho enough.
I don't
want to say anything.
I don't have enough testosterone to like this, I guess.
I don't. Maybe I'm just not man enough.
Yeah. I'm not a man.
I mean, I drink stouts all the time. There's stouts I don't like, but.
I'm going to be a man, and I'm not.
It's not aqueous enough.
So I don't know what aqueous means.
It's so inaqueous.
I get no aqueous on
it.
Has
something to do with
saying
Aquaman?
It's aqueous.
What does Aquaman have to
I don't
do
know.
I'm not a D. I'm a Marvel guy. I'm not a DC guy. I don't get it.
How do you even spell aqueous?
I don't know.
I'm going to Google it.
A-Q-U.
That's my whole problem.
E-O-U-S.
Yes.
Untappd doesn't have aqueous as a note that I
did actually
to.
Spell it right when I Googled
Very
it.
Nice.
So I'm like, okay, good. I'm like, is it E or I? Fuck. An aqueous solution is a solution in which the solvent is water.
Oh, so it's water.
So when I said Aquaman, I wasn't far off.
Wow.
You were super on it.
Aqueous man.
It's aqueous.
Hey, man, it's aqueous.
So aqueous.
So alcohol is a solution.
And
I mean,
cure.
To everything.
Gotcha.
Homer said it.
Cut.
Matt, what did you drink this week? Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped. What did you do?
Not a lot of cool things.
Boo. More cool things.
4-pack of Critical Band from Modern Times.
You had that last week. Last week's beer. Drink it already.
Fine. I haven't had anything.
Boo. More. No, come on. I saw you out and about earlier.
Yeah, I didn't write down anything that I had.
Your Instagram stories said that you were in a bar where beer was.
Yeah. There was a Pilsner from New Glory. Don't remember what it was called. Goldstein's had Lancelot on draft, so I had that Sunday and Goldies. Tuesday.
Lancelot.
Sierra Nevada Pale. Stopped by Pine and Palm. They had Danktown and Juicy
Danktown.
Rebounds, I think.
Juicy Rebounds? Good,
yeah.
I haven't had this.
And then I had a can of Growers, Pale Ale from Alvarado.
Don't laugh at that, Nick.
That's terrible.
That's not funny.
It's totally funny. It's
totally funny.
Come on, Nick.
I'm sorry.
Popped open my 16-ounce can of Berlinertine while I was at Tap and Cellar. And at Spokeasy, I had their Beer Friends Forever. It was a Pizza Port and Stone Club.
Oh, yeah. I think that was a Looking Out For Beer.
Ugly can.
No, ugly. Cool can.
Ooh.
Cool can.
Ooh. Hold on, and wait. Now it's time for cool can or ugly can.
Can we open up that crowler I brought that Matt's super excited about?
Yes.
Apparently we can by that face.
Oh, yeah. Matt doesn't like
he
it.
He fuchied
we got
me
to open
so fuchied. Hard right now.
He just gave you a fuchie face.
That means fuchie yes.
Face.
That's it. I'm going to go get it.
Please.
Go and have a get it.
So go...
Crowlers don't get themselves.
Go wipe yourself off with your ShamWow.
Oh,
quick.
I'm just completely miserable.
I'm super jealous.
I'm sweating.
I'm super jealous of Matt's ShamWow right now, really. I'm like, damn it. Why didn't I bring a ShamWow?
It's soaked up some juice.
I should have known. It's my own studio. An air-conditioned studio.
I'm just ready to go sit under a fan and watch Frasier until I pass out.
In 2 weeks, tip to you guys. Crowler.
It'll be winter.
I know. Yeah, I wish. I don't wish. I love summer, Fresno summer. The house will be
that's
open.
Shady.
I think we're going to do a recording from inside the house.
What?
Unless it's not hot. But what? If it's hot, in 2 weeks, we can record inside the house.
What?
Because
so
the girls
Becky's
will be
moving
gone.
Out or what's going on?
She's finally wised nice. Up. She's like, I'm the hell out of here. I didn't know what was happening
like,
until right now.
We didn't want Stacey to come back.
I think you threatened me. You're like, poolside. Or I could come on the show after the event. And I was like, okay,
there's
I wasn't trying to threaten you.
There's a pool 20 feet away. You can go in
nobody's
there all
ever told
you want.
Me about the pool.
Yeah, you can walk in there. All just walk in there and
pool
walk
beers.
Out. You'll feel
Matt,
great.
I don't threaten people. I just slice them.
just
so
randomly,
it's over.
I'm just talking to you when I see shit.
If
like
you
that.
Bleed out, it's your own fault. I just sliced you.
Oh my god. Okay, so this is.
Thanks for having an artery right there.
This fault. Is a milkshake IPA
yes!
from Rocky Hill.
Oh, Rocky Hill
vanilla.
Exeter Brewer Rocky Hill.
I didn't buy it, so I got to try it.
I didn't buy it either.
Nice.
Oh, I'm excited about this, actually.
If you did try it? I mean, if you did buy it, you wouldn't try it?
That's right.
Now, this was somebody from history that worked with Matt back in the day.
That's a negative.
He doesn't work there anymore.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I don't know what's going on then. Never mind me. Don't listen to me.
WTF. Why the face?
I don't know faces. What's happening. Just the stuff that you guys are saying. That's all.
Oh,
Oscar used to work for them.
Yeah, I assumed Oscar was still there, but apparently not. So what's happening? Junior Slim?
It's very vanilla-y. Mm-hmm. I wasn't expecting quite that much
very
vanilla. But, I mean, not that that's a bad thing. Just
whoa.
That
yeah,
is,
not vanilla
that is
as
a
in
weird
plain,
aroma. That's like
but vanilla as in the flavor.
That's like...
Is it too
like
vanilla
if,
for
if
you?
No, it's like if... It feels like if I've been camping for two days.
Are you cracking
days.
Yourself up over there? What's going on?
Vanilla wafers.
I'm always cracking myself up.
I am hilarious.
I find myself a delight to be around.
But it's like roasted vanilla.
It's
So if you're ever laughing behind the bar, it's safe to assume you
definitely.
This is, like a, if I put vanilla wafers on my Traeger grill.
Well, you said it smelled like you were camping. Is this like post camp, pre shower?
Yeah, like I've been around a campfire. Like
I'm trying to figure out. Okay,
I've been around a campfire for like 3 days
trying
straight.
Trying to visualize with your vanilla cologne.
Hmm. This is interesting. I like this beer. It's just like I've never smelled this before.
It's pretty different. It's very, like, I'm just kind of overpowered by vanilla. Not that that's a, again, not that that's a bad thing. If you really like vanilla, which vanilla is one of the most recognizable, you know, flavor profiles on the palate. It's one of the things that we can detect at, like, such small levels. Mm.
That's why you got to put it in your pancakes.
Right.
Bloop.
Just a drop.
I think we got all Matt's big concern.
Damn.
No, yeah. Nick, you were on a bike.
Oh, yes.
You drank on a bike.
I drank on a bike.
Fucking bike, y'all. I'm on a bike.
So we started at the Gazebo Gardens pregame. Get some food, get some beers. Dale's Pale Ale.
A Fresno nursery that doubles as a beer garden on the weekends and Friday nights.
I teach beer classes out there sometimes, too. Because I'm still a New Belgium beer mentor.
Ooh.
I know.
Just can't get away.
Old habits die hard.
Plus, I'm legally obligated. No,
I'm not, actually. I like it. Volunteer.
That's interesting. I'm going to work for somebody for free forever.
It's like a karma thing. Mm. I feel like it's going to come back to me.
It will.
In due time.
Or it already did.
Exactly.
Who knows?
So the bike picked us up at Gazebo after our Dale's Pales Ales. And then so you take 24 ounces of beer.
All right. At the beginning, because this was controversial last week. I was trying to figure out, are they saying 24 ounces in front of you, or they mean 24 ounces for the whole ride?
Oh, so it's supposed to be 24 ounces for the whole ride.
Mm. Lame.
It would not be hard to sneak in more.
Yeah, can't you just do like a camelback?
Yeah. Well.
Professional over here.
Have you ever had beer out of a camelback?
I've had wine out of a camelback.
Who cares about wine?
Yeah.
So
beer's
I may get
awesome.
You there faster.
Beer can be good.
But the thing, though, is it starts doing this if you don't drink it fast enough. It gets real bubbly. Oh. And it tries to force the gas in. To your
if it's self. Wine,
no beer.
If beer in a
yeah.
Camelback?
If you put the beer in the Camelback, it gets foamy. That's what I'm saying.
Interesting. Okay.
Because and then you're like shotgunning it,
shaking it. Yeah, around. You're like hustling, and then you're trying to drink it. And you're like, like it's just trying.
So you're
don't run a marathon with the Camelback full of beer.
It's a permanent cake
Whereas
stand.
Whereas wine, non-carbonated, it's just go down easy. That Cabernet on a hike.
I love this marathon. Good. I'm having a splendid time on this marathon.
This rosé is amazing.
So refreshing.
I'm in mile four now. It's so refreshing.
Yeah, beer in a Camelback's a little weird, I guess. And it says don't put carbonated drinks in this. I don't know if you've
beer.
Read the small
okay.
print.
No Red Bull,
we
please.
Know what you're thinking. You want to put a carbonated beer in here. Don't do it. Sign Camelback.
But we know you're going to do it anyway. Enjoy
it anyway. It's fine.
Enjoy your
burps. We just had to say that legally.
Warranty void. We could tell.
Don't give this Camelback to a child.
Don't turn it in and say, hey, this Camelback's messed up, bro.
It doesn't keep my beer warm or fizzy.
There's none of the
things. It does keep it warm and fizzy. Not fizzy.
Not fizzy. Warm
it's
and
all
not fizzy.
Fucked up.
Yeah, so here we go. You're on a bike.
That's right.
You got your 24 ounces of alcohol.
Man, did I have the greatest idea ever.
What is it?
I brought a Parabola and a Mocha Merlin.
Nice. Yeah. Got to go big.
That's
you went
right.
Big alcohol.
That's
big.
Why you had troubles at that other bar later.
I was not the trouble at that other bar.
That's not what I was told.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Yes. Yeah, it's a good thing I did not try to be tough and pull out my knife on the guy. That's all I got to say. That would not have ended well.
Mm-mm.
But So on the beer bike, you get to pick where you stop. You have 2 hours. You get to stop as many or as few times as you want.
Huh. That guy will ride anywhere?
Well, within a certain radius. Like, we chose Tower District, obviously. Right. So we're not going to... We're not going to North Fresno on the bike bar.
How much do you have to participate in the pedaling? How much work do you have to put in?
How much do you want to put in?
Really, you can just like decide, like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, we didn't pedal at all.
Oh, that's messed up, bro.
It is, but they're like, we can keep the motor running. It's fine. We got a motor. You just cruise. Okay.
We'll just cruise. They have a motor.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, screw him then.
We just cruised all night. So we were cruising, we were drinking in public.
Nice.
On a bike.
Tell me the reactions of people around you driving in cars. Like, whoa.
Confusion.
Did they honk at you?
After we wooed at them, they'd honk at us. Woo! Yeah.
Nice. And they're all, give me a woo.
Give me a woo. And then, yeah. See you later.
So
we yelled at Ampersand. We yelled at them.
Nice.
Went in front of Ampersand. Hey, yeah. You suck.
We did stop at Goldstein's.
And your lactose.
You're too lactosey. Too much vanilla.
Too much vanilla.
Hey, you guys got too much vanilla. What? Never mind.
I just read a short little blurb on beer in Camelbacks.
Ooh, nice.
And What's the conclusion? Like, some people who have done it, they say that if you move around too much, mm-hmm. which I assume if you're putting beer in a Camelback, that's because you're going to be moving around.
Oh, no.
At least I'm going
straight to the couch, and I'm not moving.
What happens is that the foam, it gets real crazy in there, right? It foams up, and then it forces the beer out, and then you end up drenched because it's like forcing the beer out of the tube. So just public service announcement.
Yeah.
Totally happened to me. If I was on the couch in front of the TV, that would get yelled at. By my significant.
But
God damn it, your beer's everywhere, right?
But another guy said, if you just are continuously just leave it in your mouth. Like leave the tube in your mouth, just continuously suck on it that you're golden. You know. And so the guy's like, well, I'm tubing anyway, so who cares? And so you know, that's where we're at.
Activity.
It's a great tubing.
I mean, if you're just filling it
mechanism.
With Cali Squeeze and tubing or PBR and tubing, then you're good. Just leave it in your mouth, and it's slowly like dripping in there. It's like a
I'm saying, why even go tubing?
Drip.
Just take it to the couch.
Couching.
Yep.
And walk slowly to the couch. Don't shake that shit.
You don't have to.
Nope. You got 64 ounces. That'll get you at least 3-4 hours on the couch.
You're filling it up all the way.
How like, is it for keeping things cool?
Oh, yeah.
Does it actually keep things cool in that Camelback?
No. It's a backpack. Against your body, unless you're a corpse, I would assume that it's gonna get hot.
Oh, that's like
pointless. Yeah, the dead guy is gonna keep it cool. But
dead guy, you're getting more.
Some more bike stories, Nick. Biking.
We stopped at Goldstein's. I had the Tart of Darkness.
That is a good fucking beer.
That is a good fucking beer.
Yeah, so that one is 2018, and it was aged with black currants, and it is really fabulous.
That's exactly why I ordered it.
Yeah.
I was like, super good. Let's read this really quick. Black currants?
Yes, yeah, please. That one was I was real excited when that one showed up.
That's the one I was drinking while talking to One Red Stacy.
Oh my God, I remember. And he had a lay on.
I'd been laid.
I saw it.
Wow.
That's right. Purple
good
laid.
For Nick.
I was purple
at the bar. We don't usually allow those kind of shenanigans. You
usually don't get laid at the bar, but
I forgive it when it's Nick. It's
when
fine.
It's solid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go for it.
I win. And then we got back on the bike and went to Veni Vidi Vici. They had Barrel House bottles there.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Yeah. Situation.
You didn't get a Royale, Stockholm Royale?
I did not. I was not interested in mixing. Ooh, that
got
evening.
Got stories on that one.
Yeah. Stockholm Royale.
Those are the best.
Stockholm Royale, get you some stories.
Those are the best since Daily Planet closed, so those are not the best.
Yeah, I can do the Stockholm these days, but without the Royale.
It's a you drink. Don't like the
I got real, real sick.
It's the extra Chambord
messy up. It'll do that to you.
I was about 21.
That's when I
roughly.
Ugh, I got so sick.
Rookie.
if somebody even shows me Chambord these days, I'm like, yay. No, please. Please don't.
Burp.
Yeah. Hey, we got this new Chambord beer. I'll be like, what?
Oh, that's is that next?
Chambord beers. Next
Chambord
that's
next. Beers.
I mean, oh, it's just raspberry, right? Isn't that
it's
what it is?
About time. I don't know.
Framboise.
Oh, framboise.
Interesting.
What else, Nick? Is there any more beers? Man. Do you have this?
I tried to have a Sierra Nevada Torpedo at the last bar we went to.
Yeah, what happened?
Was it old?
It was very, very, very old.
Sad. Really?
But I got thrown out of that bar anyway, so it didn't matter.
I heard about this. I won't say the name of the bar.
Yes.
You're very close. You're in the Tao district and very close.
Very close to, yeah.
Like you could see us.
Let's just say I'm looking forward to Livingstone's being reopened.
Yeah.
That would have been a better choice.
Which you can see in the windows now.
I know it's sad because I know you were over there and you could see Goldstein's and you were like, why did we leave?
Oh, I know why we left.
You sounded the horn for last call.
Did I?
No.
Oh, I was like,
no,
oh,
the ladies wanted real drinks and not beer.
I don't want beer.
Real drinks.
Real drinks.
That's why you just go over there really quick for a shot and then come back.
Yeah, that's what we should have.
That's what I tell people. I'm like, go over there, get your shot, come back.
Come back, enjoy.
Leave them your Victoria's Secret credit card.
I'm closing this one next to
I found one of those at the bar the other day. I'm like, is somebody trying to fucking buy their
Will my shell card work? Can I bring my shell card into Goldstein's?
Will not.
What?
Vaughn's card?
I mean, you can. I'm not going to accept it.
Damn it.
What about my Dutch Brothers? I got a free Dutch Brothers right now.
Oh.
Do I get points?
Do I get a free beer if I show you that?
No.
Damn it.
It's illegal to give alcohol away.
Boo.
No, it's not.
It is.
Yes. Perfectly legal.
No, it's really not.
I have to sell it for one penny over cost.
That was the Nick 80. The Nick 80 on Untappd. Find him on all your favorite Untappd feeds. During the 4th of July, I had the Juego Nuevo from Discretion Brewing.
Wow.
Up there in the Santa Cruz.
Oh,
near the
you're
Santa
in
Cruz.
Town. No
was that a town?
At the
Buddy
Santa
Aaron
Cruz
got me that.
Rock.
Yeah.
In
warm
California
sun. Wow. That's what it is.
Sponsored by
then Red I had
Stacey.
A big ass all day IPA. It was, you know, $3. What are you gonna do? It's a big stovepipe, whatever things. Fuck,
don't
what the hell?
Stop it.
It's fun. Good day drinking. And a Modern Times Critical Band. And then a New Glory Gummy Worms.
And, what did you think of that
my
one?
4th of July. I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's solid. It's not like crazy great, but it's like, yeah. Right.
It's 10 minutes of pleasure.
Right.
Exactly. And then you move on. Like all beers.
I went in Santa Cruz proper. I went to Lupulu. Craft Beer House, Lupulu. Had an all square from Santa Adarius.
Ooh.
It was all square. And then I went to the new Santa Adarius tap room in Santa Cruz.
What? There's two?
Yeah. It's called the Portal.
Yeah.
Santa Cruz Portal. Santa Adarius Santa Cruz Portal.
You got to ride
had a
point, roller coaster into the bar.
A point being, you wish. A point being.
I would be in line for that.
IPA. Very good. Very tasty.
Yeah.
And then earlier this week, I went to Popolo's, which the Popolo's salad bar had raisins. No craisins.
Yes.
Raisins. I was very happy because I felt like they had abandoned raisins altogether.
Right.
And I well, it's just going to be all craisins now. But it was just raisins, and I was very happy. I enjoyed my salad immensely.
Mm.
And I had a Dinktown double.
Do you just not like the tartness of the craisins? Is that what's
It's just
going
not
on?
As good as raisins.
Because raisins are a little bit juicier.
Right.
More moist.
They're just
juicy.
Plump.
They're just, and yeah.
They're aqueous raisins.
And they're local.
The aqueous.
Yeah. So,
by default, they're
it.
Local.
Right. I'm Dorktown on Untappd, or Mikey Tupper. I don't see you on Untappd. You're not an Untapper,
Fuck
are you,
no.
Rad Stacy?
I see the nerds that are on that.
Whoa. But Rad Stacy is on Instagram.
I am as Rad Stacy. And I'm also in public as Rad Stacy.
With an E. Stacy with an E.
Yes.
Y.
E-Y.
Rad Stacy.
S-T-A-C-E-Y.
Check her out. Goldstein's. What's Goldstein's on the social medias?
At Goldstein's Beer.
There
on
is.
Instagram. And then, of course, just Goldstein's Mortuary and
Deli.
Do
you wish there wasn't Mortuary and Delicatessen involved with the name.
No, because it brings a lot of people in wondering what our deal is, and we get a lot of...
What's your deal?
We get a lot of...
I'm in here to check out what your deal is.
But we get a lot of mortuary mail. Like, people think we actually are a mortuary. So we get magazines.
A lot of swag, mortuary swag.
No, we get magazines on, like, the modern burial. Like, it's real fucking weird. I like reading them, though.
Nice.
Like, how to make funerals less sad. You're like,
oh, I totally
sad.
Want a modern burial.
Like, I was reading this magazine that came into us, and it literally had, like, there was a section on introducing craft beer at funerals to make it less sad. And
what?
I was like, this is amazing.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I thought it was great.
Wow, that is a good
And I'm like,
section.
See, we're ahead of the game.
Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm. Like, making totally ahead of the game.
Craft beer making people happy, even when you're dead.
Paul only liked PBR, but the rest of us... we like our hazy.
Normal.
His dying wish was that you would try one aqueous beer.
Nope.
Denied.
It's the end of the show, and we're giving out some cheers, Louie.
Don't be too cheers.
Yes, we'll clean them for you.
Oh man, cheers. Cheers. We have a new golden guy.
What? No way.
Super way. Colton Albertson. You can find him on Instagram, CD4DDY42. That is our newest golden god. Yay, woo! Colby! Woo! Cheers!
Bada bing.
Hopefully he's already on the forum just posting away.
He's ripping it up.
He's ripping it up on the forum. He's like, ah, man, thank God I can finally post on the forum. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, if you go to patreon.com/perfectpour. You can be a golden god as well. Donate $5 or more to the show. You get the bonus audio. You get invited to the private Facebook group and all the things. You just make things cool for us. Make it easier to operate. And big cheers to all our patrons, all the golden gods. They are too cool to us. A lot of these golden gods, they give us money on the Patreon, and they send us beer. I mean, they're just, people are crazy. People are crazy, and we love how crazy they are. Also, cheers to gothops.blog on Instagram, future_logo, the.beerhive, Steam Whistle. Also, cheers to Steam Whistle Brewing. Steam Whistle is in Toronto. And they had and Foo Fighters were playing there at the Rogers Arena in Toronto. And they had a Foo Fighters night, and they had a Foo Fighters ping pong table with the Foo Fighters logo. It was a ping pong table with the Foo Fighters logo on it. I don't know how you do that, but
it probably exists.
They had it. There's a Foo Fighters ping pong table out there, guys. Steam Whistle in Toronto has it. So, and they're right by the Rogers Arena. So if I ever go to a show, Rogers Arena in Toronto, or go to the Blue Jays game, I'm going to Steam Whistle. And cheers to Goldstein's for being around for 3 years. Premier Thanks. Craft beer bar, Goldstein's. How Super many fun. Tats? 45?
35. Yep.
Four and the five.
And a fridge full of canned beer.
All kinds of different cans.
We have an on-sale and off-sale.
Because I never noticed you got... Is that like more of like a new thing, the cans?
It is, yeah. Since I want to say February is when we brought that on.
You've been
so
hardcore in the cans.
Yeah.
Is that up on the board like this isn't a can? Or is that a separate menu?
No, well, there's a menu that's on the bar that you can look at.
Can menu.
Yeah, can menu.
You're like, can it up.
Can it
up. No bottles? All cans.
We have some bottles. It's mainly... any of the bottles that we have is typically just sours and things like that. Maybe if it only comes in bottles, but we like to support the can game.
You have Libertine bottles?
We do have Libertine. Actually, I brought a collab in. Yeah, it was
what?
Shared Waters, which is I think Coronado, right? Coronado and Libertine collab.
Sure.
Whatever. I brought one in. We didn't open it.
What?
Next time.
We didn't know it was there.
Next week.
Still can. There's still moments back? Left.
That's good.
Still moments left.
But yeah, it's a goes.
It's a goes.
Let's open it.
Yeah, but we do have lots of Libertine on draft, though, over there.
Nice.
Because they got a distributor here in the Central Valley now.
Ooh.
I know. I told Tyler. Good job.
Good job, Tyler.
No, I don't have to go drive over and get it.
I could just come
not
to
that
us.
I how hated lazy doing that because I love Tyler.
Goldstein's is a place to go if you want some Libertine.
Yeah. Come in for all swag. We're going to have new shirts. We've got all kinds of shit going on for Saturday. Man.
So. All kinds of Saturday is going to be crazy.
Off the hissy.
I was there last year for the anniversary. It was crazy.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
This year will be
good times. So. Shayna talked to me for about 30 seconds. It was pretty good. The best 30 seconds of my life.
That's the longest she can focus.
Yeah. Good. No, I mean, it's just busy. It's just super busy.
Did she foochie you?
Nope. She gave me pleasant facial features.
Expressions.
Thank you.
She expressed pleasantness.
She expressed, at least it was faux pleasantness anyway. She tried to act like it. Yep. She faked it. She was like, I'll be nice to this guy, I guess. Matt, you got some cheers?
No, just cheers out to everybody who comes down to the tap room and hangs out for a minute. So,
the Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden. Yeah. Who runs that Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden Instagram? Who runs that?
There's a few of us.
Oh, it's a group effort.
Yep.
Like the Perfect Pour.
Yep.
All right. I heard you got a new cooler there.
It's in the process of being put in. There's
not in operation yet. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk about that in a couple weeks, maybe. That's the future.
The future.
The future. Nick.
What's wrong with the gravity in the future?
I watched all three Back to the Future movies this past week.
Congratulations.
Being caught watching. My daughter was like, "We're watching Back to the Future." We did it. 1, 2, 3.
Did she drag you kicking and screaming to the television?
Yep.
Well, at least
why can't we watch Star Wars?
Why can't this be Star Wars?
You should have watched it 3, 2, 1.
Back to the Future 3, better movie than Back to the Future 2.
Wow. Boom. Wow. I'm shocked.
Post Boom. Evidence or retract,
Ooh.
Sir.
Whatever. Do you know Han Solo? I'll give you a little factoid. Han Solo movie, the Solo, there is a Han references needles as being like the best driver on Coruscant. It is a reference to needles from Back to the
what?
Future. Yeah. It is
Inception.
Inspired by needles from Back to the Future. So
it's a matter, McFly.
Super nerd.
Chicken? Nobody calls me chicken. Don't you fucking call McFly chicken.
That's right.
He will do anything. You call him chicken. Nick, you have some cheers.
The facts. It erased. Do I have cheers?
Yeah.
Cheers to... We have an update from Captain Wiffleball, as Mikey calls him.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Fwiffo.
I wish I was Captain Wiffleball.
Captain Fwiffo says, guys... Episode 115. Still no Paul drops.
What?
So this is 2015.
No, come on now.
Paul is a voicemailer at this point.
Okay.
I verified that. He does call in at this point. I don't recall if we had I Love Gold at that point yet or not.
Man, that doesn't seem right.
I'll have to recheck that. But anyway, Greg from SD Beer Talk was on that episode. And
he was in studio.
That he was in studio. Okay. He was actually here. Also, Dave Renteria.
Renteria.
I believe we owe Dave Renteria $5.
Uh oh. Why?
On this episode, Golden Road had just been bought out. Ooh. And
boo, Golden Road.
So, having Greg here, we were going over SD breweries that could be bought out. And we say, no way Ballast Point could be bought out.
Did we
no
say that?
Way.
We said no way.
And Dave Renteria says $5 Ballast Point's the next brewery to be bought out.
Oh, my God.
And he was
And I
right.
think he was right.
Damn, Dave. Sorry, we owe you $5.
Because I think Lagunitas had been bought out at that point. and St. Archer and then Golden Road had all been bought out by this point in 2015.
Wow.
But apparently not Ballast Point yet. Who else came after that? I can't remember.
So embarrassing.
So I guess 2015 was like the highlight.
We were so Ballast Point heavy.
Yeah. No early more days. Even keel.
We were so Sculpin and Even Keel.
Yes.
Damn it.
I don't even know if Watermelon so Dorado existed at that point yet.
I don't think so. That was the beginning of the end right there.
Yeah. Also, cheers to Hoppy Libations and Evil Circle. All of us were tuning into a live beer review of the United Craft Beer Forum, which we successfully tangented with Florida Steve.
We've tangented everything. We've done it. We're the best tangenters in podcasting.
He was having not a hard time, but there was a few instances where we broke his candor.
Oh, you were tangenting his live Facebook.
Yeah, we were commenting. Okay. We were in the comments, just talking about completely random shit.
Steve, don't listen. Don't look at the comments while you're doing it.
He was doing such a good job holding it together, though.
Oh,
Florida. And at one point, I even asked him if it was possible to Brita filter and hazy IPA to make it clear.
Is it?
I don't know, but I'd love to try it.
I think you could. Feels like you could.
So we had to get I'm supposed to ask you guys, is a Skype while drinking beer considered a get it?
Only if you're not wearing pants.
Ooh.
Oh, I like that stipulation. Yeah, I'll go with that. Nope, no pants. If you Skype another Perfect Pour listener, you're having a beer and you have no pants.
And I'm gonna say it has to be video feed. Is that
I gotta have video.
Understood.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, audio, I can hear that you have no pants because you have a good ear for
Well,
that.
You could still, video, you could still angle the camera to where pants or no pants is
you can,
still.
You can verify. Just a quick little.
She's like, give me a verify.
Let me go get another beer real quick, a little cheek shot.
Like, whoops.
And look back while you're walking
away. Yeah. Oh, golly, did that show up on camera?
Oh gosh, I had my booty shorts on.
Super didn't mean to do that.
How'd you know?
My cheekies.
My Superman underoos.
Oh, thanks, Rad Stacy, for being here. Thank you for the beer. Thanks for Goldsteining, making so cool the Goldsteins experience.
Goldsteining.
Goldsteining experience.
I'm going to Goldstein your life.
You're now a verb.
Yeah, I mean, cheers to you guys. Cheers for having me on again. Cheers to Full Circle. And yeah. It's all good.
Right.
Yeah.
They got to get that collab. It's in there right now.
Hey, and cheers to New Belgium for encouraging me to follow my own path.
Yeah, always. Man. New Belgium.
Shit's crazy.
Always. How many kegs you got of that collab beer?
It was a 30-barrel deal.
30 barrels.
So 15 half barrels, but we're canning some of it. So
some of it in cans.
That's a lot.
Get that Full Circle.
Just in case you guys didn't know, a 30-barrel system makes... No, wait. 15-barrel system makes 30 half barrels.
I don't know what that means.
I know some people you lost me. Get a little confused.
You're doubling it by halving it.
Because I've had people ask, they're like, why don't you get a whole barrel? I'm like,
yeah,
because a half barrel already weighs 170 pounds. There's like workers' comp shit happening around that.
We don't have a forklift here, okay?
Oh my god, but it would last so much longer. Mm. Should get it in there.
Cold box, short, you know.
Stupid.
Tiny
cold boxes. Stupid beer
people think they know everything.
I want it to just be real tall and skinny. Barrel.
Oh, the barrel.
Oh, okay. The barrel. Okay.
Glad you clarified that.
I mean, Doug already is tall and skinny.
Got him. Got one.
Got one.
Boom.
All right. Keep thanks, everybody, for listening to the Perfect Pour app, Perfect Pour Pod. Whee! PerfectPourPod.com is the website. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. I had to think for a second there. Nick is the Nick 80.
Sure.
I'm Mikey Topor, and Stacy is Rad Stacy with an E. Thanks for listening. Go to Goldstein's right now.
They're partying.
They're partying.
Don't go there right
guys,
now.
Guys, be safe. Have fun. Check our dates. Check Goldstein's dates.
Bye.
Make them check the dates on their kegs.
Get some Cali
crushers.
We do.
Crushers. Keg collar. Keep those keg collars checked.
You know, keg collars, they can say whatever. It's the embossing on the side of the keg that you got to pay attention to.
Oh, there's embossing?
Embossing. Well, what's legit breweries.
What's your keg emboss with?